It's time for us all to waken up. Listen, you read Matthew chapter 24.
Is Trump in the Bible? Is Trump mentioned in the Bible?
No, stop it.
No,
stop
they it. Are sometimes. Stop they it. Have a
Ken, listen, I've got to go. I've come to the end of the show. We'll talk again in the not-too-distant future. Maybe even on Christmas Day would be quite wise.
Yeah, well, there was the Bible
talk,
code, wasn't there? Yeah, there was. Predicted Kennedy.
Yes,
stuff,
there was. There was. We'll talk more on Christmas morning, Ken. Thank you very much indeed, because the world may not be ending now, but our show is.
Yeah.
So we'll see you Christmas morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, he found it.
No chunky
jumper. He found it.
What, the microphone?
Yeah, no, he's bits.
We camouflaged it.
Yes,
it.
Yes, you did. You hid my equipment beneath paper towels. And it's not the first time my equipment's been hidden beneath paper towels, let me tell you.
It's very handy, isn't it? Absorbent.
Yeah. We were going to hide it somewhere else, but they got very moody and they said, no, you can't. You'll go mad.
I'm not a mad guy.
I'm fine. When he flips out,
I kick right off.
Yeah, I mean, really, things get smashed.
There are dead people here.
Is it funny? Bill?
Violent, not funny. Yeah. Nothing funny about it.
Well, listen, can we get out before he starts?
Yeah, good.
I think it's too late.
Good. Merry Christmas, everyone.
What are you doing then? Just general. What? General.
No, well, we've got to go. Never mind.
Oh, is that it?
That'll all become apparent.
In the out time.
It's fine.
Well, the out time was a minute ago.
Oh, no.
And now you've been talking to the guy on the Ken, was it? On the phone?
Yeah,
about the Bible.
Maybe we should carry on, scrap the news.
Let's do it this way. Thank you very much indeed. Have a great day.
Socks, sprouts, and a selection box of supercharged conversation.
Meet the new star of the Christmas show.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll get you talking.
So, Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least five goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's just coming up to, well, I'm going to call it 1 o'clock because that would be accurate. And it's Friday. It's Christmas Eve. Here's Alex Dibble with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fresh terror attack fears as plane is hijacked. Berlin attack suspect killed in Milan. And Britain braced for Storm Barbara.
Talk Radio.
A Libyan plane with 118 people on board has been taken over by hijackers who are threatening to blow it up. The airline is now sitting on a runway in Malta, having been diverted there. Fabian Demicoli from the Maltese news organisation Net News says steps have been taken to increase security.
There's a no-fly zone in Malta, and apart from that, all flights to the Malta International Airport are being diverted to Palermo and Catania Airport in Sicily.
Well, footage emerging in the last few minutes appears to show some women and children being allowed to leave the plane. I'll bring you more on this at our news in 1:30. Police in Italy have shot dead Anis Amri, the man suspected of driving a lorry into crowds of people at a Christmas market in Berlin. Italian Interior Minister Marco Minniti's described what happened in Milan in the early hours of this morning.
The moment when he was stopped, without hesitation, the man immediately took a pistol out of his rucksack and shot the policeman who had asked him for identification. After a number of inquiries, without any shadow of a doubt, the person killed is Anis Amri.
12 people were killed during the attack on Monday night. A memorial service will be held in Berlin later. Nearly 150 staff at American Apparel have lost their jobs just days before Christmas after the US fashion chain's administrators pulled down the shutters on 12 UK stores. Only the Camden High Street branch has survived, with accountants KPMG saying it will stay open into next month. The co-op's recalling thousands of chocolate Santas after batteries were found inside two two of them. The retailer says it's investigating two alleged tampering incidents. And it's thought the big Christmas getaway later will see 12 million cars on the roads.
Alex Dibble there. What?
I was expecting weather.
Oh, yeah. No, you get it. You know,
right.
I mean, it will come, Alex. Don't be impatient.
Oh, right.
The weather will happen. I mean, you know, it's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. It's on the way, Alex. Don't panic. What's happened with the chocolate Santas?
The co-op has recalled thousands of chocolate Santas.
Yeah.
Because batteries were found inside.
How do you get a battery inside a chocolate Santa?
Well, this is an extremely good question, which is why they're investigating it.
But you'd have to put the... To get batteries in a chocolate Santa, you'd have to put the batteries in at the manufacturing process, wouldn't you?
You would have thought so.
Because otherwise you've got to break the chocolate Santa.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So, you know, we don't know at this stage whether the chocolate Santas in question had battery-sized holes at somewhere in them.
I think this... I'm glad they're doing an investigation. It's very important.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can do the weather.
Thank you very much.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yep.
Well, Britain is braced for Storm Barbara, which is expected to bring winds of up to 90 miles an hour today. The Met Office has issued severe weather warnings for Scotland and the northwest of England, but it is expected to move across the country. The silver lining is, though, it's not bringing cold conditions. Today's high still a very mild for December, 12 degrees.
Over on Virgin Radio, where I've been doing breakfast all week...
You're keen to point that out, aren't you?
Yes.
You're just how tired you are now.
Yes, I'm slightly delirious. Mm. But so I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Do the breakfast show.
Mm.
Then come here. But they do 5-word weather. Are you aware of that?
Yes, indeed.
I
do the news, yeah.
I know. Have a guess at what this morning's 5-word weather on Virgin Radio was. It was all, clue, it was all alliteration.
Oh. Britain... battered by Barbara...
Balls.
Balls.
No, but you were close. Big bad Barbara batters Britain.
Oh, so close.
They're so close.
you went wrong with balls.
Yeah. You suggested
it. You shouldn't have listened to me.
No, never listen to Cornelius. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Holmes.
Yeah. Good to have you. Victoria's, like, gone. That's it. She's out of here for Christmas.
Victoria basically took every Friday in December off as annual leave.
Yeah.
Because she had something like 4 days left to take before the end of the year, and she decided that 4 day weeks would be better than just having 4 days consecutively off.
She might be right.
I think she's actually.
Psychologically speaking. Yeah. But so are you doing the Christmas?
I am doing the Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you mean on air?
Yeah.
Or no?
Oh.
No, I'm at home for Christmas.
Oh.
Yes, it's very exciting.
That's good.
Yeah.
Back to the Dibbles.
Back to the Dibbles.
Christmas at the Dibbles.
Christmas at the Dibbles.
That's a film.
Yeah, I love that.
Weekend at Dibbles.
It's great. We my family do make a proper big deal of it, so we're really excited.
Do they?
Yeah.
5-word Christmas.
You can think of it and come back with it.
All right.
Don't do that.
No, it'll be good.
Don't listen to Cornelius. 5-word Christmas.
All right. Fires. Puddings.
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
Jigsaws. Yeah. We always do a Christmas jigsaw.
Do you?
Yeah.
Together?
It's like a tradition.
Right.
So we get our big piece of MDF, and it's like 1,000 piece, and we try and finish it over Christmas, over like 4 or 5 days.
Right.
It's really fun. Jigsaws and sleep.
There. That's a Dibble Christmas for you right there.
You just sound like lazy arsonists with that one.
Huh?
Fire, TV, food, a puzzle, and sleep.
Yeah. Fire, like, we're really lucky we got a fire in the house, so we always get the logs on.
I've lost interest. Right, so, look, let's get on with the programme. It's our final one of the year. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Between 1 and 4 o'clock, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea have agreed to sell attacking midfielder Oscar to Chinese side Shanghai SIPG. A fee's not been announced by the Premier League leaders, but the deal's understood to be worth around £60 million. Oscar will reportedly earn £400,000 a week and will link up with former Chelsea boss Andre Villas-Boas when the deal goes through in January. Hull captain Michael Dawson is one of six to sign new contracts. Robert Snodgrass, Jake Livermore, Abel Hernandez, Harry Maguire and Andy Robertson have also committed to the Premier League's bottom side until the summer of next year. Finally, cricket. England's Stuart Broad has signed a new three-year deal at Nottinghamshire. Broad has only made 22 appearances for the county because of his England commitments, but he has taken 94 wickets in those games. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben. That was Ben with his pre-recorded sport, of course. And, well, we've got some programme to do, so I'm going to suggest we get the hell on with it.
Talk Radio.
'Twas the month of December, and we got Now TV. Deadpool, The Jungle Book, there's plenty to see. How about Zootropolis, a bunny cop with sass? Get over 1,000 movies through the Sky Cinema Pass. Then feast on festive fans, for soon it'll be Jan. No contract to all, and to all, now you can. 18 plus, UK only. Month passes auto-renew. Cancel at any time. Full terms at nowtv.com. Thank you.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And yes, you are listening to Talk Radio, and I am the Queen and Prince Philip. Alexa, play a Christmas music thing.
Victoria's just tapped me on the arm and told me it's Christmas Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Do we need wind in post-Brexit Britain? It's not right, Matt.
What out of the following possibilities is the correct answer to this question?
That's why pandas eat it.
Eight dogs are dogging.
When we've got plug sockets and hamburgers.
Yes!
Except today, it's bonus school nativities in Spain.
Who might be cooking Christmas dinner at number 10 this year?
But be careful what you Google. And they have a plastic bottom attached to them, so they can bend over.
Mm, it explains why there's always hay on the bottom of the stable.
That's your final warning.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
hello then, and good afternoon. And while shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and the Talk Radio 104 in the afternoons on a Friday on the 23rd of December shone around. Fear not, though, I am not the angel of the Lord, yet whatever mighty dread that has seized your troubled mind, be gone. For glad tidings of between now and 4 o'clock, I bring to you and all mankind. Hello then. No, I'm you're right, I'm not the angel of the Lord. But rather, I am John Ho 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 Holmes. And here we are. Here we are on Christmas Eve Eve. Next week, of course, very much the perineum of the year, isn't it? The bit between the main events that no one quite knows what to do with. The year's perineum. Christmas Eve tomorrow, a time of peace on earth and goodwill to all men. How fitting then that Donald Trump has chosen it as a time to start tweeting about his desire to, quote, greatly, by which I think he means bigly, expand America's nuclear capability. Personally, I'm looking forward to next year's Christmas when we can hear the story of the nuclear winter snowman.
We're walking in the air. Our skin is coming off in sheets. The people down below
are dead. Oh, Merry Christmas. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. I know everyone in the Talk Radio office is today. What an end-of-term atmosphere there is out there. Earlier on this morning, Paul Ross drove by me in his car. For some reason, there was eggnog all over the passenger window. I assume it was eggnog. And even the notorious curmudgeon Julia Hartley Scrooger. Even though she's off this week, she popped by. She came back into the Talk Radio office. Mm. I know. To hang an immigrant on the tree. Merry Christmas, one and all. Well, let's, to paraphrase Slade's own Nodwood Holder, let's look to the future now to see what we're up to on this, your Talk Radio in the Afternoon 1 till 4 Christmas special. Christmas special today. By which I mean it's basically the same as usual, but we've made a half-hearted attempt to make it festive. Sort of like when you go to McDonald's or something and they're pretending they've got a Christmas burger, but all they've done is got a normal burger and put some bacon on it. So it's that, really. We've sort of put some metaphorical bacon on the show, and this is what it tastes like, my friend. Christmas headline, hide a headline on the way. Hide a headline in the news at 2 o'clock. Make up a Christmas news story. You could well hear it being dibbled. Dibbled in the news at 2, as Alex reports it as fact. You know the number by now, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Christmas Lonely Lunch Club sees well you if you're lunching alone this Christmas Eve Eve. Why don't you come on the radio with one of these new modern telephone things you can buy these days? And tell us why you're lunching alone. And it could see you gifted with a Lonely Lunch Club Christmas gift prize. Presents ranging from a Talk Radio mug all the way through to a Talk Sport mug. And all easily re-giftable at this magical time of year to somebody you don't like. Christmas work experience punditry today. Who's coming in today, Cornelius? Cornelius, who's coming in today?
It's Josh, obviously.
Josh is coming in today. He's new. He's going to take us through some of the films on television over Christmas. Something that's increasingly irrelevant in the modern world of on-demand and streaming. We'll be also... pointless. We'll be also running through today's big story, of course. Today's big stories through the prism of Japanese poetry. That is the Christmas news in haikus. Do you notice I'm putting the word Christmas in front of our usual features, by the way? Just to make it appear Christmassy, that's all I'm doing. There's a Christmassy end of the week Christmas quiz. Testing your Christmas brand loyalty to this Christmas show. There's the Christmas big debate at 3. A Christmas man called Con.
Hello.
Will be in a Christmas lift here in the building, reading out all the seasonal texts and tweets that we've got from trolls and haters over the past week as that Christmas lift travels downwards through the Christmas building. That is Christmas condescending. We've got live music, Christmas music, as we drag a busker in off the streets. That's what we do on a Friday for our busker session. We've got the big debate at 3. The Christmas big debate. It's some request Friday, which means we'll take your requests and dedications. Now, we can't take music requests and dedications because we're not a music station. But rather, we will take your requests for speeches and talks, particularly Christmas ones. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And coming today, a specially commissioned version of the classic poem, "Twas the Night Before Christmas." For you later, read for us exclusively by our very own Howard Hughes. Christmas Howard Hughes!
Christmas Howard
Christmas
Hughes!
Christmas Howard Hughes!
It's a Crispiracy.
Yeah. Christmas Ginger Dave is not producing. To paraphrase those shepherds, he's washing his socks by night. And that's because he uses his socks to wipe the back of his transit van clean of evidence. Ass Prod Cass is through the glass. She's through the...
Christmas miserable window.
She's through the... Merry Christmas, Cass.
Merry Christmas.
Sure.
Merry Chris Cass.
No.
Merry Chris Cass. What are you doing for Christmas, Cass? Killing a dog or something?
Kill you.
Oh. Oh, there's Cass. Bring all the festive cheer to the world. Sitting down, imagine on Christmas Day, sitting down to a traditional Christmas dinner of an egg. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe got engaged.
What?
Chloe got engaged.
Christmas engaged.
Christmas engaged. Christmas Chloe.
No.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks.
What a way to make the Christmas.
She's got engaged.
Congratulations.
Christmas Alex is on the Christmas news.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still ye see thee lie.
Do you want to do the rest?
No.
Okay, fine. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Cornelius laid down his sweet head. What are you wearing?
It's a Christmas jumper.
You are dressed in a reindeer outfit.
No, it's a Christmas jumper with a hood and antlers. And fortunately, it has bells on. My mum bought it for me for my birthday at the start of the month. And she said, you can wear it on the radio and we'll be able to hear that you're wearing it.
Yeah, well, the word bell does come to mind. So, 16 minutes past 1 o'clock, and, you know, we're going to talk about today's big story, of course. That's what... Stop.
I'm going to take it off.
Stop.
Really annoying.
Today's big story, of course, we need to talk about that, and what we need is a song to get us towards today's big story. We're only going to start the show with the best Christmas song ever written. It's Smith and Burroughs. It's When the Thames Froze.
God damn this snow. Will I ever get where I wanna go? And so I skate across the Thames, hand in hand with all my friends. Things that we planned, my son's eyes and the outline of his hand. And even though I hate the cold, a constant reminder that I'm getting old, another year draws to its close. Tired London slows, but when I dream tonight, I'll dream of you. And when the Thames froze. Tell me where the money went. Protesters march out on the street as young men sleep amongst the feet.
Ah.
Another year draws to its close, and tired London slows.
Smith and Burroughs.
I'll dream of you when the Thames froze.
There it is. Best Christmas song ever.
So tell everyone that there's...
Now then, why would I be playing that song, though, particularly on a talk radio station on Christmas Eve Eve? Why? Play along at home if you'd like to guess what the big story is today, which is what this song links us to.
The years go by so fast, let's hope the next beats the last.
Cornelius, I can see you're itching.
That's just the jumper.
I know. And the crabs. So what, why would I be playing that song on the radio, exactly?
So, When the Thames Froze, is it an environmental story?
No, it's today's big story.
The years go by so fast, let's hope the next beats the last.
Go on.
Is it because... I don't know.
It's Christmas, that's why I'm playing.
Is it?
Yeah. Right, now what we're going to be doing next is talking, because it is Christmas, and that is today's big story, that it's Christmas. We're going to be talking to Talk Radio's Christmas correspondent, who is live, who will be live, from Christmas.
It's you.
Me?
Yeah. You need to go outside and be live
from Christmas. Outside, it's freezing outside.
Yeah, live from Christmas. I know it's cold outside, because when the Thames froze. See?
It didn't froze.
It did froze. Get up, go again. We'll be talking to Talk Radio's Christmas correspondent. You taking your jumper?
Yeah. It's cold outside.
Baby. Talk to Talk Radio's Christmas correspondent live from Christmas next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Twas the night before Christmas. So don't miss the Lotto Christmas Eve raffle with 200 extra prizes of £20,000. Anyone can win with Lotto this Christmas Eve. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.
This sound is the sound of being stuck in traffic over Christmas. Listening to windscreen wipers. It's not very good, is it? So instead, get digital radio in your car and you'll be able to listen to all your favourite radio stations plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through your existing car radio. You can connect via an EasyFit adapter or even your smartphone. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out how to get digital radio in your car, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's a lane closed on the M48 Severn Bridge in Gloucestershire due to strong winds. Restrictions between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Chepstow. The Matrix sign is set to 40 miles an hour. In Warwickshire, the M45 eastbound is closed between the A45 Daventry Road and the M1 Junction 17 for Coventry. This is because of the accident on the M1 at Watford Gap. And on the M66 southbound in Greater Manchester, there's a lane closed on the entry slip road due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 3. I'm Paul Jenkins.
When you buy a bed from Benson's, we want you to be comfortable. Comfortable with the price, with our best value guarantee. And comfortable with the quality, with our 5-year guarantee. And right now in our winter sale, there's double divan beds from £249 and double bed frames from £199, plus up to a third off bedroom furniture. So find your perfect bed and be more comfortable with Britain's number one bed lucky, specialist, lucky B. Benson's.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Time to talk about today's big story. And it will be... Broken iPad. Doesn't work, does it? There will be, of course, Christmas. Now, it's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, home of the advert for the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. Now, if your hedgehog has a dirty gutter, it is the brush for you. Now, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Not everywhere, obviously not non-Christian Middle Eastern countries or a dirty hedgehog's gutter, but round here it certainly is. Christmas time, they say, mistletoe and wine. Children sing in Christian rhyme with dogs on the fire and kids on the tree. It's time to rejoice in the good that we see. And by the way, if you're planning to kiss someone under the mistletoe this year, don't mistake the word missile for the word camel. That was a text message autocomplete that completely ruined Christmas Day in my nan's house last year. But as it's Christmas Eve, the cast of Christmas, as you'd imagine, are beginning to arrive for Christmas, and we can go over live now, I think, to Talk Radio's Christmas correspondent, which is Cornelius. Good afternoon, Cornelius. Can you hear me?
Hello, John. Hello, How are you? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and the same to you. Now, you're down. Where are you? Talk us through where you are.
I'm just live from Christmas, John. We're here live where the build-up for Christmas is starting. It's Christmas Eve Eve, and all people are excited.
How excited are they?
Well,
I mean, I can hear them.
Looking at them, they're just living their normal life. You know, there's some people playing football on the football pitches, and just people sort of walking. There's one lady on a bench. Very Christmas.
Right. So what are we expecting? You're live from Christmas, of course. Let's talk about Christmas. I mean, is there are there fat geese? Have you put a penny in an old man's hat? I mean, how Christmassy is Christmas down there? At Christmas. Where you are live from.
John, it's very festive here. It's snowing. There's 6 inches of snow here.
Yeah.
There's reindeer. More reindeer than you could shake a candy cane at, John.
Right.
It's that festive.
Donald Trump today has said that he wants to arm Christmas with more nuclear power. I mean, what are the people... What is Christmas making of that?
Well, yeah, obviously with the increasing world population, it's difficult for Santa to deliver all the presents, especially with more children. So nuclear power may have to assist Christmas magic to help him do that, John.
All right, so there's also talk of Lapland getting nuclear capability. All the countries appear to be doing this. At the time of peace and goodwill to all men. And I just wonder what the people down at Christmas are making of that, because it alters Christmas in some ways, doesn't it?
Yes, I've been talking to some snowmen and elves, John. They're not too happy, especially with the idea that the big red button might be placed on reindeer's red nose. They're saying that's all very well, but if he crashes, that button will go off, creating a nuclear holocaust, which they said that's not very Christmassy at all.
Christmas, we heard, had a heavy cold and can't get away for Christmas. Is there any thoughts on that?
Yes, well, that was the initial reports. At first, it wasn't beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
But then later reports came in that it did start to begin to look
a lot like Christmas. Let's talk about Father Christmas's health himself. Now, he was, of course, supposed to be dealing with Christmas, and we know it was delayed by a day due to a heavy cold. He's 1,746 years old, of course, and apparently he's got to, instead of going in his sleigh, he's got to take a helicopter.
Yes, that's true. He's now using a helicopter to use it. And apparently, John, parents are being encouraged to buy a product this year.
Yeah, isn't. I wanted to ask you about the very Christmassy things, if I can. Scumbags.
Scumbags, yes.
Maggots.
Yeah.
Cheap, lousy faggots. One with your sort of minced meatballs in a rich gravy.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, any sign of those? Yeah.
Not at the moment. Some children have wandered over to figure out what the hell is going on, but they're now wandering off after I called them scumbags.
Right, fine. And also, finally, on this, we're getting breaking news, of course, of the shepherd's strike for Christmas. Now, this is... let's look at the background of this. This is because the managers of shepherds said they want to automate sheep dips and the gates. And the shepherds say that the problem is that you won't be able to see the sheep's getting from field to field. They say it's a safety issue. They're going to bring the army in. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Send in the army to kill all the sheep, especially the lambs, John, because obviously it's a very popular Boxing Day dish.
And the army also, because of the reindeer strike that's ongoing, the army are going to be pulling the sleigh. Is that correct as well, over the Christmas time for Father Christmas, the army?
Yeah, they're still working on being able to get servicemen to fly, but they're supposed to be very close. They've painted the noses of all servicemen red at the moment to see who can fly the best.
Yeah.
And they are making sure all their names rhyme for a lovely little poem.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's our Christmas correspondent there, down live from Christmas. If you've got a reaction, a thought about Christmas, then of course you can let us know. 87222.
Starting message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with anyone you like.
Thanks, Cass. It's 1:30 now. And here's Alex Dibble with the news.
Talk Radio. Two plane hijackers, apparently armed with grenades, say they'll force some of the crew to remain on an aircraft they've diverted to Malta. It appears most of the 118 people on board the internal Libyan flight are being allowed to leave. The former head of the National Counter-Terrorism Security Office is Chris Phillips.
It does look very, very calm. I mean, that's the best thing about all this, is that it does look like no one's under any stress. No one's actually running to get down the steps to get away. So it augurs well for a peaceful resolution to this.
The main suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack has been shot dead in Milan. Officials say Tunisian Anis Amri fired a gun at an officer who'd asked for his papers during a routine patrol in the early hours of this morning. Germany's Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has been giving an update in the last few minutes.
There is a special team that will today reach Italy. There will be any form of collaboration with the Italian authorities, and I thank them.
Three men in Australia have been charged with terror offences. It's after officials foiled a plan to bomb several landmarks in Melbourne on Christmas Day. UN agencies say at least 90 people are feared dead after two shipwrecks off Italy. The total number of migrants to have died in the Mediterranean during 2016 has now exceeded 5,000. And 28 Russian athletes are being investigated by the International Olympic Committee over evidence they manipulated their drug tests at the Winter Olympics. They all competed at the 2014 Games in Sochi. The weather, well, Storm Barbara's been battering parts of the UK with gusts of more than 70 miles an hour recorded in northwestern Scotland. The Met Office has also issued a severe weather warning for northern and western England as well as Wales. Mild temperatures though today, 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Alex Dibble. Thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
Very good. Now, in an hour's time.
Yes.
Now, you're aware of bonus news.
I am indeed aware of bonus news.
Yeah, so this is because your news bulletins, generally speaking, got severed. And rather shaved down, I would say. There used to be 3 minutes.
They did.
Now 2 minutes.
Yes.
You have to make the time up because you get paid the same.
Mm.
Yeah. So in an hour's time, today,
okay,
bonus Christmas news. That's it.
Well, I'm pleased about that because last time I was on this show doing news, you gave me bonus Christmas party news, which I very much enjoyed, and I'm hoping that bonus Christmas news will be equally as enjoyable.
Well, it can be. You can spread the net wider for that because you had to do Christmas party news because the reason you were doing it is because Victoria was off the day after the Christmas party.
One of her many Fridays she took off in December, yeah.
And it was wise for her to do that because she was sick absolutely everywhere. So it's a good job she didn't come in. So today, broad Christmas news.
Great. Looking forward to it.
In an hour's time. We all are.
Brilliant.
I mean, this could make or break everyone's Christmas. That's what I'm saying. That's Alex Dibble. With us, with the news today. Thanks very much indeed. Still to come in this half an hour of the programme, by the way. There's Headline Hijack. Now, we'd like you to make up a news story and send it to us for inclusion thereof in the 2 o'clock news. And Lonely Lunch Club, Christmas Eve Eve, Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, get in touch, get on the list, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Review of the Year with Sam Delaney.
Join me, Sam Delaney, for Santa Laney's Christmas Bash right here on Talk Radio on Christmas Day, 3 till 6, straight after the Queen's speech. Open the quality street and immerse yourself in 3 hours of festive fun.
The Review of the Year with Sam Delaney. Christmas Day, right after the Queen's speech from 3. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions then coming into today's big story, which is, of course, that it's Christmas. Cornelius, have you got any reactions there?
Lots coming in about Christmas. John, can I just give you a big thank you to Talk Radio for giving us the best gift we could have possibly asked for over the festive period? It's just such a shame she'll be back in the new year. Yeah. Afternoon, John. The other day, that betting site owner came up to me and hit me with some small ceramic decorations.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've been a victim of knick-knack pattern.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, do get it over to us. Here's that number again, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Starting message with any word you like.
Or.
What?
Oh no, that is it.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the cost thing?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, all right. 25 pence plus your standard network rate for text messages.
I mean.
What?
You all right?
Yep. Got chesty cough now.
Yeah.
It's gone down to my chest.
Yeah. Look, once again, okay, if you need to cough, okay, don't do it down the microphone because it's not nice.
Okay.
So what you do is you there's a button called the cough button in here.
Yeah, I don't have one on my microphone.
And what it does when one needs to cough, you press it and it mutes the microphone momentarily and allows the presenter to cough, sneeze, swear, whatever it might be they want to do at the time. Okay. So, I mean, again, once again, I'll demonstrate because it's obviously not clear, is it? Okay.
Okay.
So if I'm talking into my microphone like that, and I press the cough button,
my microphone goes off.
Okay. Yeah.
It can just still be vaguely heard down your microphone. What are you doing now?
I just had a sneeze.
Oh. Press the sneeze button.
I don't have a sneeze button.
Look, if I talk like this, hello, hello, hello.
Press the cough button. My microphone mutes, right?
Okay.
So if you need to cough, right, come round here.
Okay.
Or sneeze. Come round here. Press the cough or sneeze button so it mutes my microphone. And cough or sneeze into the mute microphone. Okay.
Okay. I don't think I need to now. Annoyingly.
Quick! Quick!
I did it.
Great, that worked so much better. Stop it. It's time for Headline Hijack. The news at 2 o'clock will come today out of the mouth of Alex Dibble.
Dibble. Dibble.
And it will, of course, be the news, and it will be true, apart from one of the stories snucked in there. It's where you hide a headline in the news. All you need to do is make that story up, fib, fabricate and fake your way in. There is, of course, all the controversy about fake news. However, we positively embrace the notion, and we'd like you to get involved. Made up news story, it's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme, that's what it's for. As we've said before, the data indicates that between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. People go out for lunch, they don't necessarily hear this bit of the programme. So, fool them by making something up. Here's the sort of stuff that's been coming in a quick response. This is from Shona. In a quick response to snow in the Sahara. You know it was snowing in the Sahara Desert. You probably saw that story. Mm. Holiday companies have already started offering unique skiing holidays. Makeshift ski lodges have already begun construction, with the first wave of skiing holiday makers due to arrive within the next 3 days over Christmas in the Sahara. It's Christmas snow in the Sahara Desert. So that's Shona there. Thank you, Shona. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yeah, this is from Tom, who said, it has been revealed as to why the riots at Kent Prison started last night. Prisoners were unhappy that due to budget cuts, the jail's Santa's Grotto could not be opened this year, meaning that the criminals had to go without presents.
I know. And the army have been called in. We mentioned this. The army have been called in to resolve crowd disputes between passengers during the tube and rail strikes. Sadly, the army aren't there yet because they're stuck on a replacement bus service. Mm. And that's taken an hour and a half in traffic, tensions rising in stations. So. Right, made up news stories. Get them to us. In the next bit of the programme, we'll meet today's lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, and nobody should be lunching lonely this Christmas,
it'll be lonely this Christmas without you and hold to hold.
Get in touch with us, Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Get on the lunch. Come on. Get on the lunch. Get on the list. Get on the lunch list. Come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone, and you could be in receipt of an exciting Christmas gift prize, which is kind of the same as the gift prize we give away all the rest of the year, but I've just put the word Christmas in front of it to make it appear seasonal. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Did you know that Jet2.com give you friendly low fares to 58 amazing destinations? Did you also know that people are feeling very friendly towards us? Because we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. Last year, over 6 million people flew with us, and they loved our friendly service, great flight times, and 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And you, for Spring 17, you can fly with us direct from London, Stansted, and Birmingham.
jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least five goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request-A-Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's a lane closed on the M3 southbound in Surrey due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 2 and Junction 3 for Bagshot. On the M62 eastbound in West Yorkshire, there's slow traffic and one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between 26 for Chambar and 27 for Gildersham. And we're hearing on the A38 southbound in Derby reports of one lane blocked in heavy traffic due to a broken down bus before the A61 Alfreton Road for the Little Eaton Island. I'm Paul Jenkins.
When you buy a bed from Benson's, we want you to be comfortable. Comfortable with the price, with our best value guarantee. And comfortable with the quality, with our 5-year guarantee. And right now in our winter sale, there's double divan beds from £249 and double bed frames from £199, plus up to a third off bedroom furniture. So find your perfect bed and be more comfortable with Britain's number one bed lucky, specialist, lucky B. Benson's.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just getting some breaking news for you, by the way, here on Talk Radio. Now, if you've been buying batteries for Christmas toys, maybe for your children, or if you're an adult, for your Christmas adult toys. If you've bought any batteries at all, do check them, please, because there have been some incidents whereby people have opened their packet of batteries to find a chocolate Santa inside, and they are now recalling those batteries. So if you've got some batteries and there's a chocolate Santa in it, in one of the batteries, then you can get a full refund. Go to talkradio.co.uk for details of how to do that. That's just part of the news. The Berlin truck suspect has been shot dead in Milan by Italian police. The stories are emerging of exactly how that happened. Alex Dibble, of course, bringing you the details of it within the news at 1:30. We also know about the hijacked plane that is on the ground in Malta. It's a Libyan plane. That's happening as well as we speak. Of course, Alex, again, with the details in about 15 minutes' time. What I'm getting at here is that the news is quite complicated. No, you can't, can you, Cornelius? Or your microphone, it turns out, on that occasion.
What?
Your microphone wasn't on.
Oh.
Chloe's been on the beer again. So the... she's got Chloe got engaged, did you know that?
Really?
Congratulations, Chloe. Mm.
I was more interested in the pizza that Cass was talking about.
This Were time. You?
Yeah.
Than actually putting the microphone on?
Yeah.
Okay. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't get my head around it. Let's turn it down a bit.
So
that was unnecessary.
So here we are then, explaining the news and analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course it's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Six sick puppies left for dead on doorstep. That's not very Christmassy.
It's not Christmassy.
No.
But the puppies are all right now, though, aren't they? To be clear, those puppies are rescued. They are. Story from the Metro today.
They're recovering.
Thank you. Gone for that. That makes it...
Harambe them, I say.
a bit more Christmassy. So, do you know what? Do you know what happens now?
No, what?
We're going to meet a lonely.
Oh yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, a Christmas lonely what lunch?
It'll be lonely this lunchtime without you still home. It'll be lonely
lunchtime.
Lonely echo.
It's the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. How it works is this. You simply need to be lunching alone every single weekday. We induct another inductee into our John Holmes 1 till 4 in the Afternoon Talk Radio Tupperware Hall of Despair. The aim of the game is to make lunchtimes for those that are lonely fewer lonely. Christmas is not a time to be alone, is it? So if you are lunching alone, come on the radio, tell us why. And we will engage with you in idle chit-chat just to pull you through it. It's Christmas Eve, 23rd of December. And that seems like a good time to me. Lunchtime. To get one of our regular lonely lunchers back on the phone, she's called Eve, she's from Ireland, it's Christmas Eve. Hello, Eve.
Hello, you wonderful human.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Eve.
Merry Christmas, guys. Oh, how are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Do you celebrate Christmas in Ireland? It's a very backward place.
Yes, it's all backward. We do celebrate Christmas.
Oh, that's nice to hear, isn't it? Good.
Yeah, oh, lovely, yeah.
Lovely. Eve,
lots
now,
of nativity themes everywhere.
Oh, it's been a while. You know, you are a regular lonely luncher. We'd like to come back to you because, A, we like you, Eve. Of course we do. But we also We also like the updates of your life because you live next door to a sex weirdo. So... And we like to get regular updates.
It's really bad. Like, it doesn't fit. Like, I know, it's just there's such a weird dichotomy between his, like, actual persona and then what actually really goes on. It's very strange.
Well, for those that are just tuning in, and may not realise, so Eve, the first time Eve came on the show in the Lonely Lunch Club, she was lunching alone, she came to tell us about it, but we got involved in a sort of very detailed description of her neighbour and what he gets up to, and remind us of what you overheard, Eve, which is what intrigued us in the first place.
So I overheard my mid-60-year-old neighbour, very lovely human, but he was lunching with an ex-colleague and they were drinking lots of red wine, so very drunk, but they were discussing what their ideas of hell would be. And my neighbour's idea of hell was a person called Bernard making love to him constantly.
Yes.
So that was his version of hell.
It was the word constantly that intrigued us all, of course.
That's the one that got me, all right.
It implies a sort of level of Dante's hell, doesn't it? Do you know where, you know, people in Dante's hell forever stuck with their head in rocks and having their soles of their feet burned and all that kind of thing. And Bernard making love to them constantly was his level of hell. The story moved on, didn't it? You went round his house to check out, you know, what was going on.
I did some investigating, found some very curious things. So they have a swing outside in their back garden, which is, you know, very impressive for people in their mid-60s. And then we also learned that actually people in their mid-60s are very sexually active because there's loads of STDs in nursing homes.
Yeah.
That's another thing we learned.
We did learn that. And why shouldn't that be the case? Of course they should be sexually active. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree
completely.
I absolutely
applaud that.
I agree completely.
Anyway, fair enough. So anyway, so look, we've come back to you because you're called Eve and it's Christmas Eve.
Eve. Yes, exactly.
So, you know...
To be honest, I have to say I'm a bit nervous about this phone conversation. I have not been doing phone conversations very well this week. Something very embarrassing happened at the beginning of the week. Would you like to know about it?
Yes, please.
I think we pretty much would, Eve, yes.
It was so embarrassing. Like, I'm actually kind of going red already at the thought of telling you. So I called my local beauty salon place, like, earlier this week to make an appointment. And what I meant to say was, hi, I'd like to make an appointment for a bikini wax, please. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
That's not what I said. What I said to another human being down the phone was, hi, I'd like to make an appointment for a bikini massage, please. It was awful.
It was
such a long pause. There was a really long silence. And then she said, we don't do that.
Have you been for this appointment yet?
Yeah, I did go.
So, was it awkward, or did they sort of just gloss over it, as it were?
It was we had a good laugh about it. But I was kind of like, you really don't need Freud for that one, do you? It's like fairly obvious what that means.
It's very timely, Eve. Yesterday's Lonely Luncher was a beautician whose job it was to do that sort of thing.
Oh, so right. How did they feel about that? Was it a man or woman? I assume woman.
It was a woman. I mean, it would be inappropriate, okay, wouldn't it, to get a male bikini waxer? Does that happen?
I think you would have to question their motives, wouldn't you?
You really would, yes. I think.
Yeah.
So we learned quite, I'll be honest with you, we learned quite a lot about the different styles, Eve. I wasn't aware of how many things that you could possibly have. We learned.
It's quite amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We learned of the Brazilian, what the Brazilian was, and we likened it to the decimation of a rainforest. we learned about the landing strip, of course. We learned about the Hollywood, which is apparently where it's shaved into an H shape, which also encourages the landing of helicopters on your foo-foo. So
nice.
So it was a curious. But we learned a lot, Eve, is what I'm saying. But I'm glad you've spruced yourself up for Christmas. That's good to hear.
I have. Yeah, I'm, you know, everyday optimist, you know.
Well, you never know. But you know what Bernard's like.
I just need to find out where he is.
Oh, it would be a Christmas miracle.
I just should attend one of his cuddle parties. I think that's what I need to do.
Cuddle parties? I forgot he had cuddle parties.
Yes, somebody on our street does, and I assume it's Bernard. Otherwise, I don't know where I live or who I live around.
So has your neighbour, you know, got his Christmas decorations up?
They do, and they're very lovely. They're very beautiful, very tasteful. And we even received a Christmas card from, he's married, like, he's got a wife.
Yeah.
And so we received a Christmas card from them, and it was on the cover, it said, Mademoiselle's at 52, which I was like, that's lovely.
Okay, good. So are you, I mean, are you at Christmas Day? What are you doing for Christmas Eve? Are you staying there? Or are you?
I'm going home. So I'm what people in Ireland refer to as a culty, which means I'm from the country.
Yeah.
So I'm not from Dublin. So I've left Dublin. I'm actually currently in the middle of Ireland, staring at a very large lake. It's very nice, actually.
Lovely. What, right now, looking at a lovely lake?
Right now, I'm looking at a very beautiful lake, and it's actually quite a nice day. It's a bit windy, but it's very nice.
Awesome.
I'm very zen and everything at the minute.
That's
very nice.
And how long are you? Well, we appreciate you taking your time out of your zen-like state to talk to us, of course, as ever. But
yeah, I'm actually currently sitting in my car in, like, the lotus position, as if I was meditating, you know? So it's good.
Sitting in your car in the lotus position. Have you got a lotus?
A lotus position is, oh gosh, I hope I'm not confusing it with, like, a Karma Sutra position.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking perhaps you had a lotus esprit, like out of the James Bond film, and you're currently... Well done. Catching up, Cornelius, with the joke there. The lotus is a car.
I don't really know cars, no. But yeah, they're not really good.
Or positions, to be fair. So...
that's funny. Some Christmas research for him to do then.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. How are you, Seth? Are you all looking forward to Christmas?
Well, this is our last show for the Christmas time. We're back on January the 3rd, Eve.
January
the 2nd?
No, January the 2nd is a bank holiday.
No, but you called it January the 3rd, Eve.
January the 3rd, Eve. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right, yeah. No, we're back on January the 3rd, comma, Eve. Yeah. Okay. That's when we're
thank
back.
You.
Just to be clear.
Just to be clear.
I know it's January
guess
the 4th,
back to
Eve.
Work,
yeah, yeah. So, what?
Guess what, I'm back to work.
When are you back to work?
The 9th.
What?
What?
God, lazy.
I know. Winning at life. I'm winning at life right now.
Jake Yap is sitting in for us next week, by the way, on the show. Jake Yap, off of the weekend breakfast Sunday. Just so you
Yap.
Know. Yap, yes.
Yap.
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 Yeah, stop saying...
What an interesting name.
Stop saying Yap. Eve. Well, look, you know, now, it's a bit weird, because ordinarily now what happens is we offer you a gift prize, but because you've been on now 4 times, you're kind of a Lonely Lunch regular, Eve.
Yeah, and I got the best gift ever the 3rd time I was on, which was your book, which I have to say, that's the only gift anyone's getting from me this Christmas, is just your book.
You've bought copies of my book for people.
No, she's just using the one that we gave to her. She's fobbing it off on someone.
They have to share it.
Did you recommend a copy to your bikini massager?
Yeah. yes. Yeah. Did you? Speaking of gifts,
yes.
Clearly you didn't. But did you receive my gift? No.
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 Sugar.
What do you mean? You said
this promise. They promised me it would be there on time.
You sent us a Christmas gift, Eve?
Yes, I did.
Oh, we haven't... Well, I mean, it could have been stolen by someone. Everyone around here is a bit of a tea leaf.
Was it a phone charger?
Cornelius had his phone charger stolen yesterday. He's very angry about it. Mm. Oh, you sent us, Eve, you sent us a gift and no, we haven't had it.
Oh, sugar. Oh. Okay, well, perhaps you'll get it, like, when you come back on the 3rd.
Well, I would hope so, if the scumbags and maggots and cheap, lousy meat products around here haven't stolen it. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, look, I would offer you another gift, but, I mean, you can have, you know what's on the list. Don't you? So you can have another Christmas gift from the gift prize list if you want. Well, look, we're going to do it because it's traditional not to. No, it's traditional
too. Yeah, okay, well, you can surprise me.
Yeah, all right.
You can surprise me.
Well, we won't be doing that because it's the same old tat as it always is.
It's the same.
But look, here comes the prize. Here comes the prize music. It's fine. Here comes the prize music. It's fine. Right, okay, you'll hear a list of gifts, as you know. One of them you can choose, and you can re-gift it, E. You can just re-gift it at Christmas if you so desire. Here they are.
A Talk Radio mug.
A mug that is still on air next week, so don't forget, as I'm the only one working, and some listeners would be nice.
Yeah, you are the only one working, you idiot. Yeah.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Read about the puppies who were left for dead on a doorstep but were saved in today's Metro, and also see my annotations and a detailed sketch of Harambe's death.
A Talk Sport mug.
What says Christmas more than a dead gorilla?
A Talk Sport mug. For once, why don't they just talk about something else other than sport and talk about Christmas? Boring.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Oh, we know how good this is, don't we, Eve?
I have that one.
With Christmas around the corner, this is the ideal gift for those children who are on the naughty list.
You can't give it to children. It's got adult themes.
No, you cannot give it to children.
No, why not? It's got adult themes, doesn't it?
It's very adult themes,
it's about me growing up. It's a memoir, to be clear. It's about me growing up as a teenager. I've changed the name.
You've
of
lots. You've had quite the life.
I've had quite the life?
Yes.
Does it make me sound exciting and dashing?
Very exciting and dashing, yes. Mm, there
you
go, Eve.
You know more about me, Eve, than anyone ever needs to now, don't you?
Yep.
I was, as I overshared in this book. It's available
really did.
Yes. It's available on Amazon right now. It's an exciting last-minute Christmas
gift. You can
get it
Amazon Prime for tomorrow.
Yes, as recommended by Eve. Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Ideal viewing when having a bikini massage.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Ideal for cooking with on a first date, which, if you're lucky, could lead to a bikini massage.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Don't get that involved in a bikini massage.
What happened? Did I miss one?
I don't know. I don't know quite what you did there.
Yeah, I missed one.
Yeah.
Currently, Ray Stubbs is discussing on TalkSport 2 elf tossing and why it's wrong.
Right. It's now got very confusing. But anyway, Eve, that's what happens if you have half a pint of beer before the show, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, nice.
Good Lord.
Brilliant. I think I'll go for the Metro newspaper, actually, with the haiku.
There you go. It'll take about 5 months to get there. But, you know, it's on the way. Eve, look, Eve, it's a pleasure talking to you again. You've been a regular Lonely Luncher since we launched in March. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I have a Christmas survival tip for everybody as well.
Okay, go on.
You know, like, when things get very, like, heated and, you know, like, family times are a bit tense and all that kind of stuff, and there's lots of stress and everything.
Yeah.
And I find this thing, if I just think of this one thing, it immediately relaxes me.
Is it a bikini massage?
No, it's not. Oh. No, I just need to think of this thing. You don't need to get anyone to do anything to you.
Okay.
You just need, all you need to think of, and you'll feel immediately relaxed. You just need to think of death. That's it. And then you feel great.
Well, there's a cheery note to end on. That is.
No, I do mean that in a cheery way, because we should just, just appreciate everybody that's in our lives right now. And
take life as it comes.
You know, sometimes they won't be. Pardon me?
Take life as it comes.
Take life as it comes.
And appreciate life and, be grateful for it and all the people in your life, because sometimes they won't be here.
There you go. Look, that's lovely. That's a lovely,
like
lovely,
for the day.
Isn't it, though? It's Christmas Eve, and that's Eve. We love Eve. She's a regular Lonely Luncher. Eve, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, Eve.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Eve.
There we go. Merry Christmas Eve, Eve. Right, so that's done. So now, there's... It's the small
one step closer.
Yeah. Only 2 hours to go. Right, so, headline hijack. Yes, of course. Made-up news story. It's a bit weird show today, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Made-up news story in the news, which is coming next with Alex Dibble. All you have to do is get a news lie into the news to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Today's person who has hidden a headline is...
Joseph.
Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph, fittingly for Christmas, has his made-up news story, his or her made-up news story in the news. Where's Joseph from?
Ilfracombe.
Okay. Joseph in Ilfracombe, congratulations, you are today's headline hider. It's 2 o'clock, in the next bit of the programme then. Josh will be here, he's our work experience pundit, he's new, he's going to be going through the Christmas films available on television for you to watch. Other things happening on the programme include these. The big debate at 3 o'clock, the Christmas big debate. Cornelius, hello. We'll be in a lift. Con will be in a lift, a Christmas lift, as it travels downwards through the Christmas building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've got. That is in condescending. We've got a special Christmas poem for you, voiced for us by Howard Hughes, and an end-of-the-week quiz. All of that, all and more Christmassy stuff coming between now and when we stop at 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Skybet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request-a-Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Skybet app right now. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Ah, just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Alex with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Libyan flight hijacked and taken to Malta. Berlin attack suspect shot dead in Italy. An actress thanks fans after news of her split.
Talk Radio.
Two plane hijackers, apparently armed with grenades, say they'll force some of the crew to remain on an aircraft they've diverted to Malta. Most of the 118 people on board have been allowed to leave. Security expert Chris Phillips says those already released will be questioned in an attempt to establish who the hijackers are.
What they're wearing, if they've actually seen any hand grenades, any explosives, and their demeanour, are they really stressed? How are they acting towards the crew and the rest of the hostages? So the more information, the more background they can get, the more chances they've got of actually finding a way to persuade them to just let's have a peaceful resolution here.
A specialist team from Germany are on their way to Italy after it was confirmed the Berlin market attacker has been shot dead in Milan. Thomas de Maizière is Germany's interior minister.
He started the fire with his weapon and he was then shot by Italian police.
One officer was shot in the shoulder, but he's not thought to be seriously injured. The man who murdered the schoolgirl Paige Doherty is having his appeal heard in Edinburgh. 32-year-old John Leatham stabbed the defenceless teenager 61 times in March, but argues his minimum jail sentence of 27 years is too harsh. Research from a homeless charity shows 80% of people sleeping rough on the streets were attacked or suffered abuse in the last year. Crisis say one in three people they surveyed had been deliberately hit, kicked, or subjected to violence. It's been confirmed strikes on Southern Railway will go ahead over the new year as planned. Members of the RMT union are walking out for 3 days from New Year's Eve in their latest wave of industrial action. And actress Amanda Abingdon's tweeted her thanks to fans who've sent messages of support after it came out that she split from her partner Martin Freeman. The pair, who both star in Sherlock, were together for 16 years and have 2 children.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, Storm Barbara is bringing severe gales and heavy rain across the northwest Scotland. The wet and very windy weather will move across Britain from the west. Today's high, 12 degrees.
Thanks, Alex.
That's all right, John.
I just went for a wee.
You back?
Yeah.
Managed to get it done just in time.
Yes. Well, I was having my wee, and I was sort of looking. I was thinking, Alex, the news takes 2 minutes.
Mm.
It's about from here a because I went during your first bit of story, as you know, and I thought, well, it's about. I can get to the 20, it's about 30 seconds. No, less than that, fewer than that.
But
I
if think. They're both engaged, you've then got to go downstairs,
exactly,
which is changes the ball game
exactly.
Completely.
Chloe's engaged, isn't it? With you know,
yeah.
Hi, Chloe.
Oh, congratulations, Chloe.
Hi, just like the toilet.
Yeah, that's you. That's what you've got in common with the toilet. So I did go, but luckily someone came out as I was going in, so I was all right. So it wasn't far away. So I did that in about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I was having a wee, and I was thinking, well, I don't know how long Alex has got. I forgot to start timing it at the beginning, so I didn't know how long it was going to take me to get back. But luckily, I got back in just as you were doing the weather, so it worked out fine.
It did.
Yeah. So all is well with the world, Alex.
All is well with the world, and you are relieved.
I certainly am. Alex has bonus news for us in, at 2:30.
I do. Christmas bonus news.
Yeah, Christmas bonus news coming up with Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Holmes.
Dibble.
Holmes.
Dibble.
Holmes.
Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says he won't stand in midfielder Morgan Schneiderlin's way if he wants to move away in January. It follows West Brom boss Tony Pulis confirming they'd made a bid for him. Mourinho says he's been impressed by Schneiderlin's attitude at Old Trafford, even though he's only made 3 appearances in the Premier League this season.
A player that wants to be happy, I have no right to say to a player, you are going nowhere. So my answer was, if the offer is right and our board thinks that the offer is a good offer, I would not stop him to go.
Chelsea have agreed to sell attacking midfielder Oscar to Chinese side Shanghai SIPG. The fee's not been announced by the Premier League leaders, but the deal's understood to be worth around £60 million. Finally, cricket. England's Stuart Broad has signed a new 3-year deal at Nottinghamshire. Broad's only made 22 appearances for the county because of his England commitments, but he has taken 94 wickets in those games. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there he was, Ben, with his pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
You right there?
Yeah, fine, thanks. You got more news, haven't you?
Well, I've got some.
Breaking news,
and that's that there are worries that Santa Claus's delivery may be delayed this Christmas due to heavy fog. Children are being advised to stay in bed until at least 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. Otherwise, they may see Santa, in which case he'll be scared off and, of course, not leave any presents.
Alex, thank you very much for bringing us that breaking news, and that was Ben as well with the sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do some work experience punditry next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 8 minutes past 2 o'clock, and I can tell you, well, it's Some Request Friday, but Christmas Some Request Friday. So, Some Request Friday works like this. It's speeches and it's talks. We cannot take music requests, because we're not a music radio station. What we can do is take your requests and dedications for speeches and talks. That's how it works. Regular listeners will know as much. Now, all you need to do is get in touch with a speech or dedication that means a lot to you. Today, Christmas special. Christmas speeches, Christmas dedications. It's sort of nicked from Radio 2 in a way, because Simon Mayo does all Request Friday. And he doesn't care what you're doing or why you're doing it or why you want a song played. Same applies here. Maybe you are driving home for Christmas. Maybe you are just wanting to hear something that's just Christmassy. Maybe it's a speech or talk you know all the words to and you'd like to talk along with it. Okay, here's one that's come in. Hi, guys. Firstly, I'd like to say a very Merry Christmas to everyone at Talk Radio except James Whale. I would love it if you could play me a speech. You see, last Christmas, John, I gave someone my heart. And on Boxing Day, the git gave it away. Won't be making the same mistake this year. To cheer me up, please could you play me my favourite speech? It is Christmas Trees and the Universe. It is a TED Talk by a man called TED Talk. Thanks very much. And that's from Peter in Beardsley. Well, Peter, I can tell you that we do have it for you, especially for some requests. Christmas Some Request Friday. Christmas Trees and the Universe. Here it is, especially for you.
Everyone, at some point in their life, wonders about the universe. Now, I'm a cosmologist, and it's my job to ask questions about the universe. I get to ask where the universe came from, how the universe got to be the way it is today, and what the universe might look like billions of years from now. And I have to say, I love my job. I've been doing my job for 20 years, and perhaps the biggest surprise I've had during that time is just how much things have changed in our understanding of the universe in the time that I've been involved with cosmology. So once upon a time, many people thought that these questions were simply impossible to answer. Other people thought that they knew the answers already. So cosmologists like me live between these two extremes. We believe that these questions can be answered. We know that we're making progress. But on the other hand, we're not about to run out of work anytime soon.
There you go. That's isn't that a good one?
I tell you what, that has got me feeling really Christmassy.
Yes, I know. That's the point of it. That's got us in the Christmas mood straight away. What a Christmassy talk that is. That's by Richard Easter, ironically. It's called Christmas Trees in the Universe. It's a TED Talk. It's for Peter in Beardsley. You just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone at Talk Radio except James Whale. So there it is. If you've got a Christmas speech or talk, perhaps one of the classics. I mean, that was a number one.
What year was it?
Christmas number one.
73, wasn't it?
No, it was later than that. It was sort of like 10 years ago or something.
So
absolute banger. If you've got a request or dedication, 87222
is on. Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
12 minutes past two. Let's go, work experience punditry. Here we go. Come on. Work experience punditry is there for us to road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits. Training them up. Giving them a kind of step up the ladder into the broadcasting world. That's what we tell them anyway. The real reason is that they're free. We don't have to pay them because they work experience. Making his debut this Christmas Eve is Josh. Hello, Josh.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I am so excited to be here.
Are you?
I really am.
Why?
Films are my favourite thing, and I'm talking about films today, so this is going to be good.
Films are your favourite thing?
One of them.
Okay, what's another one?
Showbiz.
All right.
Fashion.
We're not doing those. Anyway, you're very welcome, Josh. It's nice to see you here. Now, you're talking us through the films that are on the television over Christmas. I mean, it's kind of pointless because now with streaming and on demand, no one cares.
Well, you do. You want to know what's on. You want to watch a film over Christmas. It's kind of that tradition. You cozy up on the sofa with a bit of mulled wine or a cup of tea, whatever your choice, and watch a nice Christmas film.
All right. Have you been going through the Christmas schedules for us then?
I have indeed.
All right. Where are we starting, Josh?
Well, we are starting on Christmas Eve on ITV at 1:30 p.m. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is showing.
Right. And why are you recommending that particularly? Is that a Christmassy film for us? I mean,
it does feature some very good Christmas scenes in it, but it's not necessarily a Christmas film, but it is one of the most loved film from the 8-arc franchise. Right. The seven story franchise. It's the first one of the franchise as well, so it's a well-loved film.
This is when Daniel Radcliffe was rubbish, though.
He wasn't rubbish.
He was, though.
He wasn't.
He was.
They were
he
all
really,
lovely.
Really was.
No, they weren't.
Terrible actor at that age.
No, they weren't. They were all children. They were growing. They were maturing into their own. No, this is the start of the phenomenon. Yeah, that's it. The phenomenon that Harry Potter has become.
All right, have we got a clip?
I think we do.
I can barely wait. Here it is.
Excuse me. Who are you?
Rubius Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts. Of course, you'll know all about Hogwarts.
Sorry, no.
No? Blimey, Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Learned what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard. And a thumping good one, I'd wager, once you trade up a little.
No, you've made a mistake. I mean, I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry. Just Harry.
Well, just Harry. Did you ever make anything happen? Anything you couldn't explain when you were angry or scared?
Yeah, so Just Harry was actually the chosen one of the whole franchise.
Yes, I still think he couldn't act at that age, Daniel Radcliffe. I mean, I know, you know, Daniel Radcliffe I've met several times. You know, I've interviewed him for various films over the years. I think he's a very good actor now, and he's kind of matured into it, and he's grown into it. But at that point, he was terrible.
Well, he was young. He was.
It was his first time, John.
Yeah, give him a break.
Do you like going to parks and shouting at children who are trying to learn to ride a bike?
Yes, if they can't learn to ride a bike, they're rubbish.
Well, it was Harry was learning to act. I should say Harry. Daniel was learning to act.
That's
it was
how convincing he was.
Exactly. You get caught up, and I start calling him Harry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the plot is about Harry Potter, who is a seemingly normal boy with very neglectful relatives. He lives in Surrey with them, and he discovers that he's a wizard. And the first film is all about his trials and his tribulations and discovering a bit about who he is as a person and about his past. So it's very uplifting, because at the beginning of the movie he was a boy with zero confidence. By the end of the movie he was a fully fledged wizard.
Do you know, I'm gonna liken his journey to yours, Josh, right? Because you come in here, you said you're excited, and that's right to be so, and you are a fledged reviewer.
By
the end of this, in about 10-15 minutes, you'll be a fully fledged reviewer.
I would like to think so. Thank you, John.
But it's all right. You've started better than he, because he was crap. And now, but you're fine at this.
So, thanks.
Okay. Right. So Josh is with us reviewing Christmas films. We can take traffic and travel now, Josh.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be back to do. Yes, absolutely. We're going to be back to do some. I mean, you know, if you want, do you want to introduce it? Do you want to say traffic and travel?
Yeah, let's go for the travel.
Well, we're not actually, because of some adverts first. So, but you know, close. Right. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We are Christmas Eve Eving. We're with Josh. He's a work experience pundit. We'll do some more films next.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine, and this one's mine, and
they're all yours.
We'll get you talking.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us, and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jetzu Holidays, package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, traffic is now being released on the M1 southbound in Northamptonshire, close to Watford Gap Services, where there was an earlier multi-vehicle accident between junction 18 for the A5 and junction 16 for Daventry. But the carriageway does remain closed. A diversion is in place. In Wiltshire, Deptford, the A303 in both directions, that's blocked due to an accident between the A36 for Deptford and the A360, the Long Barrow roundabout. Traffic is queuing there. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car
breaks down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit, or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm just eating a Pringle. It's Christmas. Anyway, look, Josh is here. He's got work experience, punditry stuff, hasn't he? Yes, he has. you listen to Talk Radio. 20 past 2, Christmas Eve, Friday, 23rd of December. I'm John Holmes. And we've Harry Potter'd, certainly. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone?
Yes, the first one of the franchise,
tomorrow,
yes.
Afternoon, Christmas Eve, ITV.
Yes.
At what time?
1:30, I think.
Scrooge,
yeah,
McScrooge.
1:30.
Scrooge McScrooge has just tweeted saying, John, leave Daniel alone.
Exactly, John. Leave Daniel alone.
Surprised to hear that from Scroogey McScrooge.
Yeah, bah humbug.
What film are we talking about next? When's it on?
Well, the next film we're talking about is, again, on ITV1. This time it's at 4:20 p.m. again on Christmas Eve. This is 101 Dalmatians, a Disney classic. I can indeed confirm that we are going to be watching the cartoon version if you tune in. It was released in 1961. Again, a much loved Disney classic.
Yes, it is a much loved. I mean, all of those era cartoons are, of course, and anyone is suitable for Christmas. Do we have a clip from 101 Dalmatians?
I think we do. Let's hear it.
There it comes.
Look, Anita, puppies everywhere.
There must be 100 of them.
1, 2, 3, and 4 is 7, 8, 2, 4, 6, and 3 is 9, plus 2 is 11.
36 over here.
36 and 11, that's 47.
14, 18, right?
That's 65.
10, 11, 12, 13.
Wait a minute. 6 more.
Oh, let's see now. That's 84. And 15 plus 2 are 101.
101?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's irresponsible at Christmas to have that many dogs.
I mean, this was right at the end of the film when they rescued literally the whole litter. And the film is about a theft of a small litter of Dalmatian puppies by the flamboyant Cruella de Vil, who wants to make a coat from their skins. And the dogs of London work against the clock to bring them back home. And in return, they get loads more as well.
It's quite dark, isn't it? When you think about it, when you sort of analyse, you go, right, so a woman wants to have dogs to get their skin to make a coat.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Statistically speaking, of course, there's 101 Dalmatians there. Roughly 30% that survive, I think. Don't you think? You know, that's a lot of dead dogs at Christmas. No one wants that.
It's terrible to think that 101 Dalmatian puppies can be made, can be used to make one coat.
Well,
that's horrible.
It's more ecological to wait for them to grow.
I would have said so. Why didn't she wait for 101? She wouldn't need 101, would she?
No.
She needed like 30.
Yeah.
And if they were fully grown Dalmatians, they're quite big
coats.
Dogs.
Yeah,
she
well,
got so a coat the other out of two. That'll pay for the manufacture of all three coats.
Yeah.
Well, Cruella de Vil, she is an impatient, flamboyant diva in this movie. And interestingly enough, she was actually based off from an old actress, Tallulah Bankhead. She was, her behaviour and her mannerisms were based of this actress. So, so
it's suggesting that the actress to do the banquet would have willingly and deliberately killed dogs?
No, but I am suggesting she could have been impatient, just like Cruella de Vil.
Okay.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, the film cost $4 million for this animation.
What, on DVD?
Well, not on DVD. The film cost $4 million to make.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it took over 3 years, which means it took over 1,000 days to make this film.
Yeah, interesting use of the word interestingly. So, what film are we going to next, Josh?
Well, the film we're going to next is on Christmas Day, and it is a much-loved classic. Well, I say classic, it's becoming a classic. It's actually very new. It's Frozen.
Oh, let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. I think we have a clip.
I was hoping something seamless would happen there. If I said the word let it go, then the song Let It Go would start playing.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work.
I wanted that as well.
Let's try it again. Let's edit that bit out.
Yeah, so...
You tell you about Frozen.
Yeah, I'll do it again. So Frozen is on at 3:10 p.m. on BBC One on Christmas Day. I think it's time we should just all let it go.
Let it go.
The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
Turn away and
slam the door.
Oh, Josh is on it.
I don't care what they
So So Frozen, of course, you're right, hugely successful.
It is. And it has an all-star cast as well. Idina Menzel as Elsa, the Snow Queen. Kristen Bell as Anna. Josh Gad as the comic relief snowman Olaf. Santino Fontana as Hans, evil prince. Jonathan Gray as Kristoff. It's really an all-star cast.
I went to a sing-along screening of Frozen.
Oh, I'm jealous. I am so jealous of that.
Yeah. I took my children, I'll be honest. I didn't go on my own. Yeah, anyway.
Shows a bit about my mindset then, doesn't it?
doesn't it? But there was an excellent bit of it, because you're obviously familiar with this.
Mm,
yeah.
Very.
Right, yeah. All right. So I went to watch this, and it was a crowded... they actually showed it in a theatre. Right, not even the cinema. And I sat in there, obviously it's full of kids and parents and everything else being forced to watch it. And I'd never seen it all the way through before, right? Because my kids have got it, but I've only sort of seen when I've walked into the room or out of the room. So I know it, but I've never seen it sat down and watched it in order, right?
And what did you think about it, watching it through from start to finish?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty good film. I'll give you that. But there was a really inappropriate bit. When I think who's the good prince? Is that Hans?
No, Hans is the bad bad prince. It's Kristoff who's the good prince.
Yeah, all right. So Kristoff, and they are up the mountain looking for Elsa.
Yes,
and they're hiding in a shed.
Yes,
him and Anna. Mm. Right, and then he comes outside and he tells Olaf or something. He comes out and he goes, he says, "What are you going to do next?" And he says something like, "I'm going in there." And then I'm going to take Anna up the mountain. And I laughed. Quite loudly.
Kids won't get that.
No, I loudly laughed, but I was the only one.
Oh, how awkward.
Well, it was fine. Anyway, Frozen. Let's hear a little bit about the one about the snowman. Because, you know, we like the one about the snowman. It's the, do you want to build a snowman? Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I was kind of hoping it would be a bit of a white Christmas this year, but unfortunately it's not. So I'm a bit disappointed.
Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Go away, Anna.
Okay, bye.
And that's the sad bit, isn't it? That's the sad bit there. I just wanted to hear that.
It is, because this song is about... Because Elsa and Anna were so, so, so close as when they were children. But unfortunately...
Don't feel it. Don't
let it show. Yeah.
Oh. It's never a white Christmas, Josh. I don't know why you've been talking about it. So, all right, so Frozen's on, and if you haven't seen it, it is worth watching. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
If only for the mountain joke.
Absolutely. Well, not just that, it's good for the kids.
finally, running out of time.
Yeah, finally, we have that much-loved Christmas classic. Yeah. It is Love Actually, written and directed.
A terrible film.
It's not. It's Christmas. It is quintessential Christmas.
Awful.
No, it's not.
It's one of the worst films I've ever seen.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. Well, it's on at 11 p.m. on ITV. It's basically about nine intertwined stories that examine the complexities of the one emotion that connects us all: love. I was pretty proud of that.
Here's a clip of it.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from the people on board were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
Oh, it's Hugh Grant, that, wasn't it?
It was.
I always think, when I am down and I like him, I always think of him with that prostitute.
Well, aside from that, the film does have an all-star cast. It's, again, got Hugh Grant. If you're a fan of Alan Rickman, Alan Rickman's
Who
in it.
Who isn't a fan of Alan Rickman?
I mean, he is legendary. Emma Thompson as well, Keira Knightley, Colin Firth, Marty McCutcheon, Denise Richards. It really is an all-star cast for this one.
Yes. And Marty McCutcheon, as you said. So that's some Christmas films, Alex. Alex, you're Alex. I looked at you and I said that. Josh. Alex Dibble just walked in.
Yep, there are some Christmas films. Yeah, another one that is on, if you fancy it, a little bit of a throwback, is The Wizard of Oz. That's on at 2:10 p.m. on Channel 5.
All right. Well, that's what, again, everyone's seen that, but that is a classic. That has to be on every Christmas.
It does.
Josh, we're out of time, I'm afraid.
I like this. I want to come back.
All right. He's keen, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you come back in the new year?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please.
Oh, good Lord. Right. Okay. So that's Josh. He was work experience punditry. He was reviewing your Christmas films. Josh, thank you very much indeed. In the next bit of the programme, then, there will be an end of the week quiz. If you've been listening to this programme all week, God help you, then there will be a brand loyalty testing quiz. That's going to be happening. It's the end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz. There is the Christmas big debate at 3. A man in a lift called Con, hello Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the text from the haters and the trolls. That is in a feature we call Condescending. And we have a special Christmas bonus treat for you. It's a Christmas poem, especially commissioned and read by our very own Howard Hughes. Just after 2:30, then it's Talk Radio. Christmas Eve Eve. Here's Alex with the news.
Talk Radio.
German investigators are trying to determine whether the suspect in the lorry attack on a Berlin Christmas market had support. Anis Amri has been shot dead in Milan by police, but it's possible he was helped, including as he fled to Italy. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's been speaking in the last half an hour.
The research and investigation is not over yet. In Berlin, the Intelligence Bureau will continue the investigation and follow traces and follow the backgrounds.
Two plane hijackers, apparently armed with grenades, say they'll force some of the crew to remain on an aircraft they've diverted to Malta. It appears most of the 118 people on board the internal Libyan flight have been allowed to leave now. Jeremy Corbyn's declared Labour is ready for a general election. That's despite trailing the Conservatives in the opinion polls. In an interview with The Independent, the Labour leader says the party is in a very strong, organised position, should Theresa May decide to go to the country early. A police officer's been sacked for advertising himself as a male prostitute online. 39-year-old Daniel Moss was told he'd discredited the police service while he was on sick leave from the force in Sussex. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied there's ever been a state-sponsored doping programme of the country's athletes, but he has admitted they have a problem with doping and says they'll cooperate with the international authorities. The weather: Storm Barbara is bringing severe gales and heavy rain across the northwest of Scotland. The wet and very windy weather will move across Britain from the west. Today's high, though, quite mild, 12 degrees. There's a bit more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
You've done some maths.
Yes, John.
This is breaking maths news.
After finding out that the film 101 Dalmatians took 1,000 days to make, that is approximately 9.90099009009001
yes.
days per Dalmatian.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Alex is back in with news in half an hour. However, he's back in with news now. Because, of course, it's time for your Christmas bonus news.
Christmas bonus news.
Let me give you some Christmas bonus news music.
Batteries have been found inside two Co-op chocolate Santas, leading to a product recall. The retailer said there were two alleged tampering incidents involving the hollow milk chocolate foil figures, which sell for a pound. The AA is predicting 12 million cars will be on the roads today as people head off for the Christmas break. Rail passengers are being warned to expect disruption this weekend because of engineering works and severe weather. The mother of a premature baby who was barely bigger than a mobile phone when she was born has designed Christmas decorations for the hospital unit, which saves her life. Kaylee Gray from Lancashire gave birth to baby Amelia 3 months before her due date, just after Christmas in 2014. And Talk Radio newsreader Victoria Bourne has been discovered on the grass mound in the middle of a roundabout in Aberdeen, wrapped in tinsel. Officers say they fear she was trying to mummify herself because she'd left her shopping too late and didn't want the shame.
Thank you very much. I really wonder where you were going with that. Alex, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure.
Alex there with your bonus Christmas news. Right, 25 to 3. End of the week quiz is on the way, as is our special Christmas choir song stuff. We'll do it next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Christmas Breakfast on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The kids have been up since 4 o'clock, and all you got was a pair of socks. Nothing worth watching on the box, but you can listen to Paul Ross. Your father-in-law can barely stand. The sprouts are burnt and the bird is bland. The wife didn't like her sexy pants, but you can listen to Paul Ross.
Join me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio and tuck into a yum-yum festive Full Set Breakfast Special that will set you up until lunch.
The Paul Ross Full Set Christmas Breakfast. Christmas morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's 2:36 on Christmas Eve, Friday, 23rd of December. Now, if you were listening to the programme back, I guess earlier in the week. What day was it? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Right. You will have heard our Christmas choir. I say choir. I mean, there were four people. Is that a choir? I suppose it's...
It's only a choir when Gareth Malone gets involved.
Ah, well, in that case, it wasn't a choir. It was just four people. And we'd invited them in because we decided that, being Christmas, it is Christmas, by the way, we decided that we would have a choir in to sing us some Christmas carols. And the thing is, the Christmas carols were Christmas carols with a difference. Because what we did was we thought, what better way to review the year? A lot of programmes review the year, don't they?
Mm.
You know, Julia Hartley Brewer's doing one on, I think it's on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing a Julia...
And New Year's Day.
Is she?
Yeah, it's the same episode. They just play it again.
Lazy. If they review the year through the mouth of Julia Hartley Brewer, which, you know, will be, you know, unpleasant. So we thought we'd review the year. Using a choir, so we did. We invited them in, and they were buskers actually that we had in. If you're a regular listener, you'll know we do busker sessions, and we have people in playing off of the streets every Friday afternoon, and we have some singers that came in, and they performed for us Christmas carols. With a twist. This one, just to repeat it in case you missed it, with Trump and Brexit in mind, this is Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right.
Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right, silent majority singing. Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right, it's time for post-truth thinking. And Trump has been elected. Get thee out of the EU. Stop moaning, Yuri moaners. Hate speech starting to be spewed. And the rise of murderous loners. Farage. And Trump has been elected. Donald in, have they all got concussion? Farage helped him win, and maybe a certain Russian. Farage, and Trump has been elected.
They were the Jingle Chicks, as they called themselves. Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right. We'll hear more from them again later in a Christmas sort of way. By the way, there's now a video to that, if you want to sort of bounce along with the words. It's at the Talk Radio Facebook page. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
We're modern.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, then just search for the Talk Radio page. And why not share it?
Share it. Do share it. We're very happy about it.
It's Christmas. Right? We went to a lot of effort to write that in the pub, right? And they went a lot of effort to arrange it. So just share it. It's nice, isn't it? Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
Share it. Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right. No, right, okay, next. If you've been listening all week, this is the quiz for you. It's the Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week Christmas Special. Next on Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the five-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
'Twas the night before Christmas. So don't miss the Lotto Christmas Eve raffle with 200 extra prizes of £20,000. Anyone can win with Lotto this Christmas Eve. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Deptford, in Wiltshire, the A303 in both directions. All lanes are now open after the earlier accident between the A36 and the A360, the Long Barrow roundabout, but queuing traffic does remain. The A38 at Cox Bench in Derbyshire, all lanes are reopened there after a broken down bus was removed after the Derby Road, but again, it is quite slow around there. And just a reminder on Southern Trains, there's a reduced service across the network in the South East due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. Run back in the studio. Good afternoon, it's thing on, and it's just coming up to a time. Now, the news is very... we've been looking at this today. A lot of breaking news, this close to Christmas even. Sorry, Christmas Eve. And there's a lot of breaking news. Mm. It's deep and crisp and Eve.
Mm. Like a pizza.
Yes. So, the news, quite complicated.
I can't get my head around
That's it. All right, because we're here every day, of course. Not next week, we're off Christmas, but... normally, every day, to explain the news to you through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious way to explain it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Queen and Prince suffer from cold, but still leave for Christmas. They must be blessed.
It's quite simple to do, if I'm honest. I don't know why they don't bother. Ridiculous. Anyway, that was the news in haikus. And now, well, brand loyalty is the name of the game. Are you a regular listener to this show? Because if you are, then this is very much the quiz for you. That's right, it's where we look back over the shoulder of the week. Testing listeners' brand loyalty to the Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's programme. On the line to play today is listener Hebe. Hello, Hebe.
Hello.
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 Is your, please, tell me your, right? Please tell me your surname is GB.
My surname is GB, yeah.
Excellent, good news. Hebe GB on the telephone to play Looking back at the short of the week, what do you do, Hebe?
What do? I work in a nursery.
As in plants or children?
As in children.
Oh, that's nice. How long have you been doing that?
Not long, about 3 months now.
3 months, all right. And yeah. What's the name of your least favourite child there?
Can't reveal that, unfortunately.
I thought you might say that, yeah. Well, look, it's lovely to have you on.
Thank you, lovely to be on.
Yeah, well, you say that now. What are you doing for Christmas, Hebe?
For Christmas, I'm just at my friend's house.
Friend's house?
Getting drunk.
Yeah, good. Have you started already?
Eating a lot. No, I'm in Kingston shopping.
Oh. I see. All right, well, it's good to have you on, as I say.
Thank you.
And there are basically some questions about the show, Hebe.
Uh-huh.
GB. All you have to do is tell us. Well, you'll get some clips of the show, and you just have to tell us what happened next. Is that simple?
Okay. Okie dokie.
All right. So, are you ready to play? Should we just get on with it? Should we just do it?
Let's get on with it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. Here we go with looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz. Here we go. Question number one, Hebe GB. We begin with Monday, where you've just heard them, the sort of in-house choir, the Jingle Chicks. They came in to sing us some carols. Here's a clip of them singing carols.
In 2016, the news it gave to us. 12 dead celebrities, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 top gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 watches make up 3
There you go. 2 football scandals, 3 French burkinis and a Pokemon in a pear tree, Hebe.
I remember well.
But we recommended that they'd have to change their name from the Jingle Chicks if they came back after Christmas to do some more topical singing for us. But what did they say to that? Did they say A, they will never return to talk radio again on account that they hate it? Did they say B, they would never change the name the Jingle Chicks as that is what they stand for? Or did they say they had first considered the male equivalent of the name Jingle Chicks and then kind of rejected it?
I think it was C.
The Jingle Chicks and a name they couldn't say on the radio? Let's find out.
They might have rethink Chicks.
We did think of the other one, awkward, for boys, but then I was not allowed to say that.
No. Was the right answer? Well, he'd be very good.
Is it the right answer?
It was the right answer.
Correct.
Very strong. Good. Very good. Okay, question number two. This was Wednesday. Let me take you back to Wednesday. In Victoria's bonus news, Victoria brought us Christmas vegetable news.
Posh supermarket Waitrose says its new festive veg, which is being marketed as an edible Christmas tree, is proving to be a big hit. So for £3.49, the Romanesco cauliflower comes with pomegranate seeds to use as decorations and a star anise for the top. So it's like a little Christmas tree. And
more an advert, that one, than news.
Are they sending you stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I would like some free vegetables.
Okay, fine.
If anyone wants to give me free veg, because I've recently stopped eating meat. And finally,
that's not what I heard. That was Victoria there trying to get free vegetables by trying to dress a news story up, even when it was obvious it was an advert. Anyway, what was her final story? Was it A, Hebe, that a reindeer in Lapland got a carrot stuck up it when it accidentally reversed into a snowman? Was it B, the UK Vegetable Council had to officially announce that pigs in blankets were not a vegetable? Or C, did she just do another bloody advert for a different supermarket?
I'm going to go for C again.
Let's find out.
Asda has dropped the cost of its seasonal veg to just 20p a pack, which includes...
It's another advert. I saw that in the Metro, the advert in the Metro the other day saying we've reduced our vegetables to 20p.
Just reading out an advert for Asda.
Broccoli.
Victoria there getting, I'd say, inappropriately excited about parsnips. But you were right, of course.
Yes.
Of course, it was a different advert for a supermarket. Okay, fine. Question number three, Hebe. Finally, this was yesterday. Victoria, it's her again, gave us a rundown of the best topical Christmas cracker jokes of the year.
Why is Santa going round the world this Christmas Eve?
This is job.
Nope.
No.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
And maybe this isn't either.
Because Ryanair offer flights cheap enough.
No.
Don't know.
Because he's playing Pokemon Ho Ho Ho. It's a Pokemon
really
Go.
No clues in this
no,
to that
very,
one.
Very
was
easy, that one, was it? Go on, next. That was dreadful. But what was the punchline to this Christmas cracker joke? What was the punchline? Who might be cooking who might be cooking Christmas dinner at number 10 this year? A. Theresa May. B. Heston Brexit Thal. Or C. Marco Pierre White Paper. Topical Christmas cracker jokes.
I'm going to go Theresa May.
Let's find out.
Who might be cooking Christmas dinner at number 10 this year?
Theresa May.
Well done.
All right.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
It's the right yet appalling answer, Hebe. Right, now, we've got to go to find out your score. So you have three questions. Stop coughing, Cornelius.
I can't.
You're not the queen. Three questions.
Yes, I am.
Hebe-jeebe. And we need to find out your score. So bear with us while we fire up the system. We're just going to fire up the system.
Okie dokie.
Right, it's a slow system, Hebe, so just bear with us if you would.
No problem.
Just idle chit chat while that's happening. Why the name Hebe? Nice name. Where's.
Oh, my parents conceived me in Greece.
Say again?
My parents conceived me in Greece. It's a Greek name.
They conceived you in Greece?
Yeah,
I see.
Me.
All right.
Is that the country or
in the country?
Oh, that's not what I thought.
Covered in Greece.
Oh, I thought it was
maybe
a sort of fetish. There, anyway, it doesn't matter because we're into the system now.
Sorry, Hebe. How do you spell Hebe?
H E B E.
How do you spell GB?
Oh no,
J E B E.
It's saying, do you mean Phoebe?
No.
No, it's saying you do.
I was really sorry about the system. It's
it's quite a slow system.
No worries.
All right.
Just in Primark.
Are you? What are you buying in Primark?
Oh, I'm just having a little look.
Last minute gifts, or is this a gift for yourself, Hebe?
Well, all I've bought is gifts for myself so far.
Oh, let me get a little bit late. Yep. You're just sorry, just checking the system, yeah.
Okay, I'll press print.
Okay, fine. Just printing it out now. What have you bought for yourself in Primark while we're waiting for that printer?
I've got three tops in my hand, I've got a bag in my hand, but you never know with Primark, got to try one.
All right, okay. All right. At least you weren't talking to us from the dressing room, that would have been awkward.
That would have been awkward.
Changing room, weirdness. Just waiting for it to print now. When it's printed out, it'll give us your score, and that's... That's what we need, so... Oh, come on. Printer. Oh, there we go.
How are you guys doing in the studio? Having a good day?
Well, you know, we've had better shows, if I'm honest. It's a bit of a shambles. I'll be brutally honest.
It's nothing to do with me.
No, nothing. Hebe.
No.
If anything, Hebe, you have brought the
rescued it.
You have. You've brought the
joy of Christmas.
Brought the joy of Christmas to it. I'll be honest with you. It's a bit of a technical shambles today, but, you know, it's all part of the... fact that Chloe's been drinking heavily before the show. So let's go to Cornelius.
Right.
For the scores. Cornelius?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the data here. And...
Data?
Yeah. There we go.
Right, yeah. I think I have the score.
Yeah, go on.
I can confirm that Phoebe scored.
Phoebe.
You didn't just call me Phoebe, did you?
It was on the...
It's just what the computer
the
did.
System.
Didn't understand the word Hebe because it's not a proper name.
That scored.
Yes.
3 points.
Come on. Hey, Hebe, well done.
Thank you so much.
Happy Christmas to you, Hebe.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you.
Merry Hebe Christmas.
Merry New Year. Good.
Thank you.
All right. That's Hebe. I liked Hebe. Hebe, GB. She's in Primark. She's in Kingston. She's got 3 points on today's Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week because she's a loyal listener to the show. She's a loyal listener. Oh, I didn't want to play that one. Right, so fine. Now, here's the thing. We've got, you heard it earlier, the choir. Okay, the choir are a four-piece. It's not really a choir, it's just four people. Earlier on, they popped into the studio, earlier on in the week, that is, and sang us some Christmas songs, Christmas carols, that have been rewritten to reflect 2016. We're bringing them to you again today. Earlier on, we heard Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right. And now, here's 2016 in the 12 days of Christmas.
In 2016, the news it gave to us, a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, four purchased bake-offs, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, five Olympic rings, four purchased bagels, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bagels, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, seven top reviewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four bunches bagels, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, eight Lib Dem MPs, seven top reviewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bagels, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, nine Rainers moaning, eight Lib Dem MPs, seven top reviewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four Punches bagel, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gives to us, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 top reviewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 Butchers bagels, 3 French bikinis, 2 football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 top reviewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 Butchers bagels, 3 French bikinis, 2 football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 12 dead celebrities, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 top reviewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 watches bagel, 3
The Jingle Chicks, especially for us on Talk Radio. They were in earlier in the week performing that live. That's just a little repeat of it if you didn't hear it. The year 2016 in the 12 days of Christmas form. Now, it's just coming up to 3 o'clock. After that, there will be the big debate at just after 3 o'clock. There will, of course, be live music in the studio. It's a Friday. It's Christmas. We're dragging in a busker from the streets to perform Christmas songs for us. Some requests Friday as well. If you've got a request for a speech or a talk, do get in touch with us because we can play it for you. And a man will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out the text from the haters and the trolls. He's a man called Con. It's a feature we call Condescending. All coming up in the next hour on Talk Radio. But before that, Alex Dibble's going to have the news after these messages.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least five goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Here's Alex with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, plane hijackers surrender, police still working after Berlin attacker killed, and Britain braced for Storm Barbara.
Talk Radio.
Two hijackers who took control of a Libyan plane have surrendered on a runway in Malta. The men had claimed they were carrying grenades. It's believed they're loyalists of the late Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. All 118 passengers and crew were freed safely. That news coming in just in the last few minutes. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says their investigation into the Berlin Christmas market attack is not over, despite the death of the main suspect. Tunisian Anis Amri was shot dead in Italy in the early hours of this morning.
We will not rest until we know who may have possibly helped him, and if there are helpers of helpers.
Donald Trump's reportedly said he would welcome an arms race, saying America would win. Yesterday, the president-elect tweeted he wants to greatly strengthen and expand US nuclear capability. Two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova says she's able to move the fingers on her left hand again, 3 days after being stabbed at her home in the Czech Republic. She's described it as the greatest Christmas present she could have wished for. It's already congested on some key routes around the UK, with predictions today will be the busiest over Christmas. The AA's research suggests around 12 million cars will be on the roads. Meanwhile, engineering works affecting some train services. Sky's Katie Spencer, who's at London Paddington Station, says last year was particularly tough.
We saw really utter chaos from Network Rail as a result of these engineering works that ended up overrunning in the end. Network Rail, though, have insisted that this year they've drafted in a lot of extra people to carry out this engineering maintenance work.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Britain is braced for Storm Barbara, which is expected to bring winds of up to 90 miles an hour. The Met Office has issued severe weather warnings for Scotland and the northwest of England. It is expected to move across the country as well. The silver lining is, though, it's not bringing cold conditions. Today's high, still very mild for December, 12 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much. What's the Christmas Day weather looking like, Alex Dibble?
Do you know what? I've no idea.
Don't you?
No, I haven't looked that far ahead.
I think you should. It's what we want to know now. We're getting into the zone. So we need to know what Christmas Day weather is. Because some reports said it was going to be a really warm Christmas Day.
Mm.
Another said stormy, so I don't know.
I just packed shorts and jumpers and coats. It means I'm covered, isn't it?
All eventualities.
Yeah.
All right, fine. But if you can find out. Just a brief overview.
All right,
great. Alex Dibble there with the news and the, not quite complete weather. And now here's Ben Fletcher. He's got the pre-recorded sport, but it's live from the Queen's Christmas broadcast. You know the Queen, obviously, and Prince Philip have had a cold. They were delayed going to Sandringham for Christmas because of their their heavy cold. So this is the sport live from the Queen's speech, where the Queen's better, but Philip still has a very heavy cold.
At this time of year,
Ben Fletcher, good afternoon.
Sam Allardyce has arrived at Crystal Palace's training ground to meet Chairman Steve Parrish about the managerial vacancy. The popularity of a tree at Christmas is due in part to my great-great-grandparents,
Boxing Day game against
Queen Victoria and Prince
Albert. After this touching picture was published,
many families wanted a Christmas tree of their own, and the custom soon spread. In 1949, I spent Christmas in Malta as a newly married naval wife. We have returned to that island over the years, including last month.
It's not going to happen.
Including last month for a meeting of Commonwealth leaders. And this year I met another group of leaders, Queen's young leaders, an inspirational group, each of them a symbol of hope in their own Commonwealth
commitments. He has taken 94 wickets in those games. That's the latest news powered by TalkSport.
Gathering round the tree gives us a chance to think about the year ahead. It also allows us to reflect on the year that has passed, as we think of those who are far away or no longer with us. But it's also a time to remember
the Queen's speech there.
Thankful for
this year.
It is true, that
interrupted by the heavy cold that Prince Philip still has.
But the Gospel of John contains a verse of great hope, often read at Christmas carols.
We'll just leave her to it, frankly. There it was, Ben Sport live from that Queen's speech where Prince Philip's still suffering very badly with a heavy cold. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's time for the big debate. So peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And to celebrate that hope, Donald Trump, of course, has been saying that in 2017 he's going to increase America's nuclear weapons capability. Peace on earth. Completely reversing Barack Obama's policy of trimming the America's nuclear weapon capability. There's also the news this afternoon of the hijacking of a Libyan passenger plane. Breaking news is that the hijackers have now been arrested after it landed in Malta. Police in Milan have shot dead the Berlin truck attack suspect. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. We also learned today from the front pages of the newspapers that the Queen, with her delayed holiday, Her Majesty the Elizabeth of Her Highness of the Queen. The Queen's upset that Theresa May didn't tell her of the plans for Brexit. That's on the front of a lot of papers today. Although, to be honest, it's hard to tell when the Queen's upset because she always looks a bit cross. She's got a face like a smacked face. And, of course, Theresa May didn't tell her of her plans for Brexit because that's hard to do when there isn't one. Now, on the line listening to me say the word trimming there about five sentences ago is Ross. He's called Talk Radio on a telephone. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello.
Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Can you hear me there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Ross?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, though, Ross? Ross?
Can you hear me, though?
Ross?
I'm not very well, John.
What's wrong?
I can't say it on the radio. Some people call it the Earth for Kits.
Yeah,
Boris Camps. I'll call it a Kevin bit myself quite a bit.
All right. Well, you've heard me say the word trimming there, and you phoned in because you, I think that's offended you, hasn't it? Because you want, let me get this right, you told our researcher you want to ban trimmings. At this time of year, Christmas, you want to ban all the trimmings.
I want to ban people saying it.
Right, you saying it, or do you not like the? I mean, I'm not. You clarify here for us, if you would.
I don't mind trimmings. I've got nothing against the trimmings. I just people saying it.
Yeah,
you know, people say, like, I'm going to go and have a pheasant with all the trimmings. You don't need to say that bit. You're not going to have it with a dog, are you? You're going to have it with trimmings, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on the line listening to hello.
Come on.
What? Hello.
I'm ill, John.
Okay. Rudolph's on the other line. Good afternoon, Rudolph.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, John. Yeah. And Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners.
Don't be stupid. Now, Rudolph, you've phoned in because you've heard Ross saying he doesn't like anyone saying the word trimmings. He doesn't necessarily mind the trimmings, but he doesn't like anyone saying the trimmings. It's unnecessary to say trimmings. He doesn't like trimmings. What do you make of it, Rudolph?
Well, John, yeah, sorry, that was a touch of asthma there. Have you ever munched on harissa and marmalade roasted roots?
Let me just check that. What was it again?
Harissa and marmalade roasted roots. Have you ever munched on those?
Let me just check.
Where's he gone now?
I'm just checking. Wait a minute.
Oh. How long are you going to be? Because I've got things to do here.
Hang on. No, I haven't.
Oh. No, neither have I. But I just keep asking people just to check.
Yeah.
Waste people's time. Yeah.
Look.
What? Trimmings.
Yeah, we need to talk about the trimmings because look, it's the time of the year when people are obsessed with all the trimmings. Now, Ross is sort of against the notion of saying the trimmings, thinks it's unnecessary. But I'm wondering what it is about the trimmings, Rudolph, that you think is so important. You know, you like trimmings, you want trimmings.
Yeah, I do want trimmings.
Why do you want trimmings?
Well, you know, everything needs trimmings, especially the you know, the tired, habitual, well-worn things, you know, like these debates, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear, John, that, I mean, you don't think this debate is remotely interesting just on its own, so you add some trimmings, like some half-baked racism, perhaps, or, you know, a big dollop of warmed-over Swede, which I think is your personal preference.
Well, it is, yeah.
And these things, you know, they make the debate. And if I may add, you know, in his 12-volume opus, A History of Gravy, the comedian Noel Edmonds points out that dribbling hot sauce over things has been his favourite thing to do since the Restoration, when it was popularised by Charles II and his underbutler, Bisto III.
Well, it's good.
Now, I don't know about you, John, but I draw a sucker from that, and then I siphon it into jars and I add it to chicken.
Well, that's the thing. It's where you draw the trimming line, isn't it? I mean, that's sort of the point. I mean, let me just ask you a quick. This is a very simple question, just to start us off. Really, I mean, how many trimmings do you think there have been through history? Yes or no, Rudolph? How many trimmings through history? Yes or no? Simple question.
Oh yes, 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 yes.
And what about you, Ross? How many trimmings through history? Yes or no?
Well, no.
No. All right. Well, let me ask you about. The trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you mentioned the warm dollop of Sweden, but they've done this in Sweden, haven't they? These trials.
Yeah.
And this is a Christmas tradition in Sweden. I just wonder what you think of it, really. They have Christmas dinner, as we do, with all the trimmings, but the trimmings they use are hair trimmings. And they spend the year going around your barbershops and your hairdressers, and they collect the hair off the floor. And on Christmas Day, the Swedish, they sit down and they eat turkey.
They do what?
They eat turkey.
Oh.
With hair, okay.
With hair,
the trimmings, and they've got turkey. All that's on the rest of their plate is some hair, and they eat that in Sweden because it's the trimmings. Before you even say anything, they also, of course, drink the hair of the dog, which is dog's hair. They drink it. They drink the dog's hair.
Who's this? A Swedish?
Swedish.
Buttered baby carrots, John. That's just nonsense. You know, in Sweden, they eat rice pudding for Christmas. So trimmings for them just means more rice pudding.
No,
they eat rice pudding with hair in it.
Yes, they eat hair. They eat the trimmings. They eat hair. I'll tell you what they do in Sweden. Right? They get a turkey. They stuff a turkey like we do. If you were going to stuff a turkey, Rudolph, what would you stuff it with?
Hot air.
That'll do. Ross, what about you? No, stop. Ross, what about you?
It's quite ironic that he says hot air when he's talking about all these things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's stuff it with Rudolph.
Right. But in Sweden, they stuff a turkey with merkins. And they push them into with merkin. They call it a murky. And they push merkins up a turkey. A murky. And then they eat that, a Christmas murky, at Christmas.
That's been illegal in Stockholm since 1827.
Yes, but they it's a kind of speakeasy thing. They push it. It's pushed underground. I mean, The trimming, it's difficult with you, Ross, because you last time that this country tried to ban all the trimmings, when they closed, Mrs. Thatcher closed the trimming mines back in, I guess, mid-80s, wasn't it? And then what you'd find, the particular trimmings that rose up against that were the pigs in the blankets. And then what did we have? We had pigs fighting running battles with the police. And all men were doing was toiling to get the trimmings out of the soil and the ground and the trimming seams in time for Christmas. And Mrs. Thatcher came along and closed all the trimming mines. But I suppose, Ross, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You like Mrs. Thatcher doing that?
I don't know, really. I mean, she could do what she likes, can't she?
Well, no, she can't, because she's dead, Ross.
Well, she's what?
She's dead.
She's dead?
Yeah.
She's dead now?
Yeah.
Oh, you killed her?
No.
Did you kill her with a conversation?
No.
I remember back in the 80s. I remember when happened.
No. Ross, shut up now. Rudolph speaking.
I remember when all that kicked off, and as Thatcher famously said, the lady's not for turnip.
That's right.
No, but she said the lady's not for trimming, didn't she? The lady is not for trimming. That's what she said.
Let's talk about pigs in blankets, because that's...
on the subject. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. do you know where...
Let's talk about lollipops while we're talking about... Margaret Thatcher's trimming.
No, because lollipops aren't a trimming, whereas pig in blanket is a trimming. This, of course, came from the ancient tradition. Rudolph, you know your history. We were just talking about it there, where a pig in a blanket was the Christmas centrepiece, wasn't it, on the table? The old Victorians, they used to get a pig, a squealing pig, and they'd wrap it in a blanket and just leave it in the centre of the table.
They keep it alive, though. They'd wrap it in the blanket.
Oh, it was alive? Yeah, I remember
that well.
Yeah, but the pig...
Brought everybody together, a good sense of communal feeling, I think.
Well, it was. It did. Everyone, you know, sharing over the whole, trying to hold the pig down was a tradition of Christmas. But a pig, of course, was only the latest animal to be involved. But they tried a cow in a blanket, a monkey in a blanket, an ocelot, a badger, yes, good, in a blanket, an ocelot.
Flies in a blanket.
Not badger.
Economical alternative.
You said Mrs. Thatcher in a blanket.
Yeah, I think they wrapped her in a blanket and then killed her.
No, ocelot they had, a mandrill in a blanket, a puma in a blanket. It's only really history that changed things to stop us eating a gibbon in a blanket. And we just ended up on pig because of the live pig on the table.
What was in a blanket?
The pig was.
Yeah, I know that. Why?
Because it was a traditional centrepiece. Don't you know your history, Ross?
What, a blanket?
A pig in a blanket.
A traditional centrepiece was a blanket.
Look, I'm going to play you. I want to play you something, right? I want to listen. Have a quick listen to this, if you will. Have a quick listen.
Love season two.
You see, that's Barbara Streisand with Love Is All the Trimmings. Now, if we had your way, Ross, we'd just end up with it like this.
Love season to entice. Love will all the...
Is that what you want?
Filled with spice.
Do you want that, Ross?
Is Thatcher really dead? Was that a joke, or is she really gone?
And there we must leave the debate.
I appreciate Barbara Streisand, but I think she'd be better with a good stuffing.
Leave it there. Stop it. Ross, could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Goldfinger.
Thank you. Rudolph?
Malingerers.
Thank you very much. Indeed. And that's the... that's an emotive subject. Do we need the trimmings? I mean, it's this time of year. Do we need trimmings, or should we just ban all the trimmings? Should we put them in jail? Should we jail the trimmings? Do we need trimmings in post-Brexit Britain when we've got... bouncy castles in Perthshire. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is the big Christmas debate.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Did you know that Jet2.com give you friendly low fares to 58 amazing destinations? Did you also know that people are feeling very friendly towards us? Because we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. Last year, over 6 million people flew with us, and they loved our friendly service, great flight times, and 22 kilogram baggage allowance. And new for Spring 17, you can fly with us direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Newmarket, Suffolk, the A14 westbound has one lane blocked due to an accident at junction 37, the Soham turn off. The A19 northbound at Thornaby on Tees in North Yorkshire has reports of one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident involving two cars at the A1130 Levick Crescent just by the roundabout. And one lane remains closed on the M48 Severn Bridge in both directions in Gloucestershire due to strong winds and restrictions between junction 1 and junction 2 for Chepstow. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Where are you? Are you doing housework? Or are you on the witness stand about to implicate your wife? Are you on the train? Or are you throwing your dice hoping no one notices they're loaded? Are you walking the dog? Or are you running for your life from the Yakuza assassin? A voice in your ear can take you anywhere.
Audible. Get your first audiobook for free and feel every word. $7.99 a month after 30-day trial. Starts automatically. Terms apply.
The Unexplained Christmas Special with Howard Hughes. Christmas Day from 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
I saw a spaceship floating past.
With Howard Hughes tied to the mast.
An alien probe stuck up his...
Unexplained in the evening.
You'll be fix or fairish fun.
They're strange from Area 51.
A shape-shifting reptilian.
The Unexplained Christmas Special with Howard Hughes.
It's unexplained. It's unmissable.
Christmas Day from 10 p.m. on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes from off of the Unexplained show will be with us performing a specially commissioned Christmas poem in around 10 or 15 minutes' time. It's a reworking of the classic, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And Howard Hughes will be joining us to read it out in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. Now, it's Friday. It's Christmas Friday. It's Christmas Eve. But it doesn't stop it being Some Request Friday. Every Friday on Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's Some Request Friday. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, where they play music as a request or a dedication. We're not allowed to do that due to Ofcom licensing regulations because we're a talk radio station. But what we can do is give you requests and dedications of speeches or talks. You can get in touch if you'd like. 1-877-222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And you can have anything you want. But I mean, if you just want to hear a classic Christmas speech because you know all the words. And it gets you in such a Christmassy mood if you listen to it. Or maybe you're driving home for Christmas and you just... Imagine that. You're driving home for Christmas with Chris Rea in the passenger seat and you're sitting there and you're top to toe in taillights and you look round at the driver next to you. He's just the same. And he's also mouthing along to a classic speech that he's listening to as well on Talk Radio. It really unifies people, doesn't it, the radio, and that's what it's for. Here's one that's come in anyway. Hi, John. Hi. Con, Dibble.
Dibble.
Cass, Cloaca, Daisy, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Brexit, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen and Rudolph. I'm driving home for Christmas, and as you can imagine, I can't think of anything more fitting to listen to on the way home than I Got Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. You know the film It's a Wonderful Life? You know that?
No.
All right. I Got Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Could you please play it? Anyway, that's coming from Victoria. She's in Derbyshire. Victoria in Derbyshire, this is for Christmas you.
Yay! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Christmas movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
There you go. That's for Victoria in Derbyshire. Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls, from the film It's a Wonderful Life there. We can play your Christmas speeches or talk requests. We can't play music. We're not a music radio station. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At all radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And the reason you heard the Northern Angry Witch slur of Ask Podcast through the glass is because paid intern Cornelius has now gone to the lift in this building. Why has he gone to the lift? I'll tell you why he's gone to the lift. It's because the haters gonna hate. It's where we take the texts and the tweets that we get over the preceding 7 days from the trolls, the abusers and the haters on Twitter and other social media. Rather than ignore it or report them to the authorities or block them, we positively encourage it. Taking the hate that we get, giving it to Con, who reads it out live from the aforementioned lift in a feature we like to call Condescending. And he should be in the lift now, if you can hear me. Cornelius, are you in the lift? Can you hear me from the lift? Cornelius.
Yes, hello, John.
Hello.
From outside the lift.
Outside the lift.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm just going to go in now. This is what I've changed the radio on to.
What's that? What is it?
It's Christmas radio, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Let's begin. John, you really have got us the best Christmas present of all by not being on the radio next week.
Mm. Okay.
Someone texted this in to Virgin Radio this morning. I tuned into Virgin Radio this morning and heard John Holmes. Didn't know he was still on the radio. It was like having a visit from the ghost of Christmas past.
Well,
John, your show is the audio equivalent of Brussels sprouts. Only weirdos like it, and those people smell bad, says Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
John, in my naughty child's stocking tomorrow, I'm putting a copy of your podcast burnt onto a CD, as it is cheaper than a lump of coal. Yes. John, are you going away over the Christmas break? I just want to know what the chances are of you being in a plane crash and not returning in the new year. Cornelius sounds like a spoilt rich brat. I bet he's probably getting a car for Christmas, someone said on Twitter.
Yep.
Asprog Cass is about as Christmassy as a broken leg. She's the opposite of pigs in blanket. Someone sent in some specific lyrics from the song Fairy Tale of New York, which of course I cannot broadcast. This is from Sally, who says, "Hi, John. I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas, and I hope you choke on some turkey." Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. Thank
for
you.
Christmas, I've asked my wife for a new radio. I smashed my last one when listening to At John Holmes talking about lady parts and giggling a lot.
At John Holmes 1.
Finally, someone's written us a Christmas song, John. So here we go. Jingle bells, John Holmes smell, Asprog Cass laid an egg. Which she also smells of, she smells of an egg. Cornelius can't read good, and he has weird eyes as well. Doesn't really scan, but the hate is there. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. It's at egg, by the way. If you're going to send us abuse, get it right. Haters going to hate the haters. Cornelius, get back to the studio. Right, if you hate us in any way, or me personally, then why not get in touch and tell us about that? You can use my personal Twitter if you want, at JohnHolmes1. Or you can at Talk Radio on Twitter, or you can use the text 87222. Start your message with
start
the word
talk.
And if you're using Twitter, start your message with the word hate.
Any word you like.
Hate. No, hate. Okay. Some hate. In the next half an hour of this programme, we'll be bringing you live music. It's Christmas. It's Christmas Eve Eve. But on a Friday, what we do is we go outside and we drag buskers in from the streets. Today they'll be grateful because it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. But we do have a busking team coming in. That's what they called us. And they will be performing Christmas songs for us. As part of our Christmas special. I mean, I'll be honest, it is Christmas, but it wasn't very special. In the next half an hour before Yasmin Khan is here with Drive. Alex Dibble's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Two hijackers who forced a Libyan plane to divert to Malta have freed all 118 passengers and crew. The men had claimed they were carrying grenades and are believed to be loyalists of late Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. They've now surrendered and have been taken into custody. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says they will not rest until they know who may have helped the suspect in the deadly truck attack in Berlin. Anis Amri, who pledged allegiance to Islamic State, was shot dead in Milan by police. The main suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack has been shot dead in Milan. Thomas de Maizière is the German Interior Minister.
There is a special team that will today reach Italy. There will be any form of collaboration with the Italian authorities, and I thank them.
Donald Trump apparently said he would welcome an arms race, adding America would win. He was speaking off the record to a US TV show. Yesterday, the president-elect tweeted he wants to greatly strengthen and expand US nuclear capability. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been responding to those comments.
The Russian Federation today is stronger than any potential aggressor. Did you hear that word? Aggressor. Stronger. The aggressor is someone who potentially might attack the Russian Federation. We are stronger than any potential aggressor. That's how I put it.
Strikes on Southern Railway will go ahead over the new year as a bitter dispute over the role of conductors remains deadlocked. Members of the RMT will walk out for 3 days from New Year's Eve. And three women have enjoyed what's been described as a once-in-a-lifetime experience after being the only passengers on board a British Airways flight. They've been sharing selfies with the captain and cabin crew taken on the empty plane as it flew from Gibraltar to Heathrow last week. The weather, well, Storm Barbara has been battering parts of the UK with gusts of more than 70 miles an hour recorded in northwest Scotland. The Met Office has also issued severe weather warnings for northern and western England as well as Wales. Mild temperatures, though, of 12 degrees today. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Alex. Dibble.
Home
stretch. Are you on the home stretch? I mean, you finish at 7 today, is that right?
7 p.m, yeah.
Okay. Oh. And when are you in again?
All January.
This is excellent news. So you're in the D-Mob mood as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. We've got half an hour left.
Well, I don't. I'm in on Boxing Day.
Oh yeah.
Jake Yap and Laura Shaven will be presenting this show
next week.
I'll be here as well, guys. So do tune in, please.
Sort of
desperate.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, in the next half hour, live music we have for you. Christmas music. We've dragged buskers in off the streets as part of Live Music Friday. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it is. And it's Christmas Eve. Talk Radio in the afternoon, 3:33. Live music on the way. I'm going to say a Christmas treat before that, though. Cornelius. No, he's not the Christmas treat. He's a Christmas git. So, you told me, by the way, you went out to do condescending there in the lift.
Mm.
Is it right that one of the Hawksby and the Jacobs got in the lift at the same time and swore at you?
Yes.
Right. Which one was it? Hawksby or Jacobs?
Jacobs. It will always be Jacobs.
The angry Jacobs.
Yes.
Why did he swear at you?
Because he had to wait a long time. It was since I was coming out the lift.
Yeah.
After that. He had to wait a long time for the lift.
Yeah.
Which is quite fair enough because he was on air.
Yeah.
What he was doing in the lobby, I don't know.
No, fair enough. All right. Anyway, sweary Hawksman Jacobs over on TalkSport at the moment. Why not call TalkSport now and ask Jacobs why he swore at Cornelius Smith? Why not do that?
Oh, yeah, do that.
What's their number?
I don't know.
Oh, fine.
Don't listen to TalkSport.
Anyway, Google it. TalkSport. Ring them up. Hawksman Jacobs. Ask Jacobs why he swore at Cornelius in the lift. Go. Anyway, some of your reactions have been coming in. Come on, you've got some reactions. What reactions have been coming in?
Lots of reactions coming in. John, don't you know we've come too far now just to go and throw it all away? No name from that one, just a postcode. So that's from East 17. Thanks very much for that. Yeah. And John, just before she died, my nan told me to never change. But frankly, just a few weeks on, my clothes are really starting to smell.
Yeah. As is Nan, I imagine. You alright?
Yeah.
TalkSport, by the way, if you want to text them, 81089. 81089. If you want to text TalkSport.
They're doing a Christmas special of some sort.
81089. 81089, that's how they say it.
Apparently. Really?
Yeah, 81089. TalkSport. And just text that now and say, message for Jacobs. Why did you swear at Cornelius in the lift? Just do that.
If you are going to ring them, they have a phone op, so you'll have to come up, pretend you have a football opinion.
Yeah.
So say something about Alan Pardew being sacked. Just say, right. Oh, I'm a Palace fan.
Yeah.
I've got some opinions.
And they'll put
about...
you on air. They'll put you straight on the radio.
Mention Sam Allardyce as well.
Also, just say scandal. And then they'll put you on football scandal. They'll put you on the radio and then just ask Jacobs why he swore at Cornelius in the lift. There you go. Mm. Anyway, I don't know whether you're aware, but it's Christmas now and... Howard Hughes, who is round here, does the Unexplained programme, Howard Hughes. One of those awesome voices in broadcasting. Well, he was persuaded by us to record a classic version of the classic Christmas poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And especially for you, dear listener, as our Christmas gift to you, here it is, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that, despite the government's continuing austerity measures, there would be some presents in there. Suddenly, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, opened the curtains, and slid open the double glazing. I'd replaced the sash windows because of a discount available under the EU low energy emissions scheme back when we were all still part of Europe. In the light of the moon, glinting off drizzle, a car was smashed through my fence, leaking petrol or diesel. Then what to my wandering eyes should appear? A fat bloke in red, and he looked a bit strange. He was acting suspiciously. I thought, I don't like this. He could be an immigrant, or one of those ISIS. Our way of life, and he wants to wreck it. This isn't why I voted for Brexit. Now I'd armed myself against this aberration, in accordance with Donald Trump's gun legislation. And as I got down the stairs, there came with a bound this old guy in red right into my lounge. He stood by the chimney with a great sense of fun. I was taking no chances and shouldered my gun. Hang on, he cried. If I may be so bold, I just came inside to keep out of the cold. I'm Santa, and I'm afraid I've crashed my sleigh. And that's because my reindeers are working to a no-overtime ban due to industrial action designed to cause maximum disruption at this time of year. He's not laughing, I thought. In fact, he's in tears. So I sat him right down and gave him a beer. He sat there morosely, and just to break tension, I asked what else was wrong. He answered, my pension. I only work the one day a year, but my prospects in retirement are lacking, I fear. Because of the cutbacks, my retirement's been shelved. I've got to keep working till I'm 112. I can't train my helpers, because the fees have gone up. The North Pole is facing a huge spending cut. The elves are also on strike due to conditions and pay. I'm behind with repayments on my sack and my sleigh. To be honest, he said, I'd quit in a flash, remortgage the reindeers to make me some cash. But I'm too old and tired, so I hope you don't mind if I lie down in your lounge and just wait to die. Now hang on there, Santa, don't get me wrong. The world's in a mess, but together we're strong. You get back out there. You bring everyone cheer. But first, have another. I've plenty of beer. So we sat there a while, shooting the breeze. We had nuts, liqueur chocolates, a nice port and cheese. I was by now quite fond of this twinkly old bloke, so I slipped him a cheeky line of coke.
We discussed all our problems late into the night, cracked open more beers, and put the world straight to rights. We finished the scotch, then we started on rum. Then he set down his glass, saying, "I'd better run." I stood Santa up and brushed down his beard. Father Christmas was back. His bad mood had cleared. "Get back on your sleigh and finish your round. You've got a job to do, Santa, and you'll do us all proud." He sprang to his sleigh with vigor anew, waved me goodbye, and shot out of view. I smiled as he left. He seemed to take flight. But all of a sudden, a blue flashing light. The sleigh had been stopped at the end of the street. Two coppers had Santa out of his seat. "Blow into this, sir," said one with a leer. "We're doing more breath tests at this time of year." As I closed my front door, the old guy looked forlorn. I went back to bed, stifling a yawn. Such a pity that Santa got caught. As I drifted to sleep, I had one final thought. If you get no presents this Christmas, not one thing on your list, it's my fault, I'm afraid, because I got Santa drunk.
Oh, Merry Christmas, one and all, from your 1 till 4 in the afternoon in the weekday talk radio programme. I'm John Holmes. That was Howard Hughes. He's back on talk radio with his unexplained programme over Christmas. Is it Christmas Day? An unexplained Christmas Day?
Yes.
I think it is. Right, OK, so in the next bit of the programme, live music, live Christmas music. We've dragged buskers in off the street and we'll play out our last show of 2016 with music from them live in the studio. By the way, if you want to call TalkSport and ask Jacobs why he swore at Cornelius in the lift, it's 08717-223344. 08717-223344.
There's probably some sort of charge that we don't know.
Probably. Anyway, call Jacobs, ask him why he swore at Cornelius. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
"'Twas the night before Christmas. So don't miss the Lotto Christmas Eve raffle with 200 extra prizes of £20,000. Anyone can win with Lotto this Christmas Eve. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 northbound in the West Midlands, there's slow traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 6 for the Aston Expressway and Junction 7 for Great Bar. Southbound on the M6 in Staffordshire, it's heavy due to an earlier broken down vehicle between 13 for Stafford South and 12 for Gailey. In North Yorkshire, the A66 in both directions is blocked with queuing traffic due to an overturned lorry between the A1 for Scotch Corner and the M6 Junction 40 at Penrith. I'm Paul Jenkins.
I'm Alan Partridge, and unless you're one of Norfolk's premier businessmen, getting one-on-one time with me is nigh on impossible. You can ask, but I'll simply say no, or I'll say yes and not turn up. But what if there was a loophole? My latest book, Nomad, has been turned into an audiobook. Buy it, and 7 hours of one-on-one time will be yours, as I, Alan Partridge, personally coach your ears in my rich brown voice.
Audible. Get your first audiobook for free and feel every word. $7.99 a month after 30-day trial. Starts automatically. Terms apply.
The crazy Christmas schedule on Talk Radio. It's more confusing than a 5,000-piece jigsaw of James Whale's head. Julia Hartley Brewer is back at Terminator HQ, getting her Berserker mode safety valve replaced. And it may take some time. So James Max is standing in until she's safe for redeployment. Max Talk, Max Entertainment. Zero chance of making any MPs cry.
If you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions.
James Max in for Julia Hartley Brewer. Monday morning from 10. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Christmas Eve Eve. It's our final show before the end of 2016. Plenty more time for a celebrity to die. So we have invited buskers into the studio. That's going to change everyone's obits that they've already prepared, isn't it? Anyway, we've invited buskers into the studio because that's what we do on a Friday. It's no different. Even though it's Christmas Eve Eve, we've still got live music, but it's Christmas live music for you. We've dragged them in from the streets. They are... Now, hang on. What's your duo name?
Panicky Tack.
Good. So it's Talal and Luke, right?
Panicky Tack.
I'll just call you Panicky Tack.
Panicky Tack.
That's what I said.
Yes, Talal and Luke Valvona.
Hi, Luke.
Thanks for having us on, John.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome to be here. So, Christmas... Well, we'll hear some music in a moment, but, you know, where ordinarily do you perform your works?
Well, all over the place, really. Mm. But we have been known to play outside for money, so that is...
Yeah, the South Bank. You know the South Bank? You know the little beach on the river?
I do know the little beach.
We climb over the wall, we go down on the beach, and it's kind of like an inverted stage, because we're down below, so people are leaning over the railings, looking down at a pit.
Like a bear pit.
Like a bear pit, and we're down there singing, but it really... channels the sound up, and it's quite a nice place to play, and that's our most common place. But we've played up in Edinburgh, at the Fringe up there.
Yeah.
And
we've done our own shows and stuff.
Yeah, we gig a lot as well. Right. We have a little comedy act we do as well. Yes.
Right. You got a joke you want to tell us? Christmas joke? Cracker joke? Never mind. So we're just going to play some music. So what we're going to hear first? What song are we going to play first for us in the live music
environment? I've got a joke.
Oh god.
What do you call an Arab taxidermist who lives in Canada?
Get ready for the dump button. I don't know. What do you call an Arab taxidermist that lives in Canada?
Mustafa.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
For the benefit of the listeners, Talal is an Arab, so I'm allowed.
Yeah. And a moose stuffer.
That's my dad's name. He inspired the joke.
Good. All right, then. So, live music. Pick up thy instruments, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
What song are we going to hear first?
Me and Luke, we rehearse a lot together, and we never want the rehearsals to end because we really enjoy playing with each other.
Right.
And so we like to sing this song at the end of our rehearsals as a goodbye song.
Okay.
It's called Baby It's Cold Outside. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
I have heard of the Christmas song Baby It's Cold Outside. It's very creepy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
It is, which is unfortunate.
But it's darkly sinister once you listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We put a new context to it because it's two mates not wanting to leave. However, I really like the Ray Charles version.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I prefer to play it in the Chaz and Dave style.
So there's a bit of a conflict there. Right. But we've made it work, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go, then. Merry Christmas.
My headphones came off there.
I really can't stay,
but baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away,
but baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so
dropped
very
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just off. A drink more.
Put some records on while
the
I pour.
The neighbors might think
baby it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there. It's cyanide.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well.
All to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
No, baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But Luke, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Oh, darling, it's cold outside.
This really is been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out that window at that
My
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
Man, your lips look delicious.
My father will be there at the door.
What's that, pork pie?
My maiden aunt's mind is
go
delicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get on.
Oh, baby, you'll freeze out there.
I think I've left the iron on.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
Bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty of life.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold out. Oh, but it's
cold. Panic Attack. That was excellent stuff. Thank you very much. Would you like to kiss each other now? That's lovely. Good. It's sinister, though, isn't it? It's all very. Oh, why don't you stay with me? No, I've got to get home. My parents want me. What the hell have you put in my drink?
I came up with a theory.
Yeah.
Okay, because I want this song to be nice.
Yes.
Okay, I'm on. I want it to work. So I think this is actually a husband and wife who've been married for like 40 years.
Yes.
And they're having a bit of 1940s style role play to spice up their marriage.
Nice.
That's my twist on
it. I'm going to go with your twist on it. Because we're just short of time, I'm going to get you to crack straight into the next song.
Oh.
If that's all right.
And
then, you know, we'll talk a little bit more. But it's what we're going to hear next.
Well, this is one we've written ourselves to the tune of a more popular song.
Yes.
I mean, it's a technique, certainly.
Yeah, we love this song. We busk this the original of this song a lot, and it's one of our biggest hits.
Yeah.
It's Under the Sea from Disney's The Little Mermaid.
But we've Christmased it up.
Yeah.
Christmas is a verb now.
Yes, it is. And that's all we'll say.
Right, here we go.
Trees are always greener in somebody else's house. No single creature stirring, not even a Christmas mouse. But then Saint Nick comes crawling right down my chimney. Wake up on a Christmas morning to see what he left for me. Oh, oh, under the tree, under the tree. A breath of fresh air to see what's left there waiting for me. It could be Barbie or Lego. Go, Speed Racer, go. Anything's better than a knitted sweater under the tree.
We wrote this morning.
The wrapping goes a-flying when I rip that crap apart. A pair of socks gets me crying. They've broken my Christmas heart. Aunt Vera tells me softly, I hope they keep your toesies warm. Her smile tells me she loves me.
But so would a PS4.
That's right! Under the tree.
Under the tree.
Under the tree.
Under the tree.
It's the one day when it's okay to be greedy. Supposed to get you one. Oops, sorry, Mum. But at least there's plenty for me under the tree. All right, it's time to list off my birthday presents. Are you ready, John?
I'm ready.
Here we go. My dad got iPad, my bro got Play-Doh, my sis got me wrist, that's plenty, I know. My mum is my chum, got me a Nerf gun, I shoot grandma in the nose. Grandpa bought a car, my car's Woody and Buzz, my aunt blur a plant, I'm calling the fuzz. But oh, what's that? A camera and cat? I'll make a viral video, oh no. Or is it a sex spot? Let's wait and see. It's not book vouchers that I need. Don't make me make you bleed. It could be tragic or it could be magic. Under the tree, I will be clapping for what's in that wrapping. Under the tree,
I'll be a good boy for a real good toy. Need something so new, don't make me disown you. I hope this Christmas I find my whole wish list under the tree.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's obvious you wrote it this morning, but I mean, it was...
no, it's great.
That was very fine.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I think that could be a new Christmas classic. I think so. There's no reason why not. Noddy Holder the other day said he gets about £750,000 every year from plays of Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah. Right? And he doesn't need to do any more work. So if you get, you know, all you need to do is like one Christmas hit and you're made for life.
But we'd need to give three-quarters of that to Disney,
I think. Really, well, probably, knowing Disney, probably all of it. I mean, and then they'd sue you for all the money you've already got. So
he just advertises nuts for pocket money, then?
Basically, yeah.
What I could do is I could sue Disney for how they portray Arabs in the film Aladdin.
There you go.
And then they'll go, all right, let's just call it even.
Let us release our song. There you go. Right, where would we find you online and where would we find you live and those kind of things?
Okay, Twitter.
Yeah.
At Panic Attack.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/Panic Attack. If you like this sort of show.
This one on the radio?
You,
no one
John
likes
Holmes,
this.
Then you would love me and Luke's podcast that we do with our good friend Alex.
There you go.
Plus guests from all over the world of comedy. Every week it's called The Lil Show. Lil stands for London Improv Live. Find that
and
at all your podcast
places.
And we are
actually performing tonight.
Yeah, if you want to see us do our improvised songs. So like, if you come see us live, we take suggestions from the audience and then we create brand new songs just
on
for
the
them
spot.
On the
it's
spot.
Very interactive. Where are you doing it tonight?
We're doing that tonight in the London Improv Theatre, right near... Finchley Road,
all right.
And it's on a show called The Legends of Improvisation with Suki Webster and Luke Sorbitt. It's going to be incredible. Come and see us there, guys.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
And a Merry Christmas and all that stuff to you, even though, you know, technically you don't celebrate that.
Yeah. Our family do Christmas more than anyone.
Come on.
It's insane in my house.
Good. Yeah. Well,
absolutely
thanks for
insane.
Having us.
Hey, we're more than welcome.
If you have us back again sometime, we could do some improv for you live in the studio.
I don't see why not.
We'll make up some songs for you, John.
Frankly. All right.
And Merry Christmas to you, John, Cornelius, Cass, everyone in the team. We love you
just,
guys.
Just
thank
stop
you.
It now. Right. No, she didn't say you, Yasmin, did they?
I didn't. See what happened there. Is it because?
Yeah. It's because. Hey, Yasmin Khan.
Hi.
How are you?
I've got the Talk Radio plague.
Oh, have
you? Yeah. But it's all right. I'm here.
I haven't been. Everyone here has been ill. Cornelius has been coughing.
Sound effect.
Yeah, and even the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, has got it.
A heavy cold.
And I'm the only one who hasn't had it.
How
so
is
far.
That possible?
But I reckon as the moment I clock off in 4 minutes,
you will.
I'll die.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've got 1 to 4 to fill every day.
That's true, actually,
to be honest. I mean, I'm sure there are other reasons as well.
What are you doing on your... is this your final show of the year?
No, I'm in next Friday the 30th.
Oh, are you?
So I will be here because I'm a trooper.
Yeah, you are.
You're walking with gorillas or something, aren't you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Go on, what are you doing?
So today, all the latest news. There's two big stories dominating. So the Berlin suspects has been shot dead in Italy.
That's right.
We'll get the latest on that. There has also been this hijacked plane this afternoon, which kind of seems to be coming to that scenario is coming to an end, but we'll get the latest. And
so what we know so far is that the suspects are often arrested. Is that right?
Yes, and they seem to have wanted to claim asylum. It's a weird one because you don't often hear anymore of we were just saying, you know, planes being hijacked, it all sounds a bit 80s.
Mm.
So, you know, how's it happened? Why now? We'll be finding out
Yes, and,
about
and
that.
Given the, yeah. the security these days, how is that possible?
How is it even possible? Yeah, so we look more at that. On an entirely different note, I am told that Alex Dibble has been investigating fatbergs for us.
Has he?
So, I mean...
I'd like to say that comes as a surprise, but it doesn't.
It doesn't at all. I'm quite excited about Christmas fatberg story.
Okay.
So this is the fat that we shove down the drains that turns into fatbergs under the ground. So more about that. Also, quite excited, have you seen the novelty... Well, is that the right word? The grown-up Famous Five books that are in the shops at the moment. The author of those is coming in to have a chat.
The one who jumped on the whole grown-up children's book bandwagon?
Yeah. Why not? Right. Why not? So five go gluten-free, five go on a strategy away day.
Yeah.
They are very funny. I've been reading them. They're hilarious. So he's coming in to have a chat. And we've got Music Review, which is, of course, a Christmas music special. I'm sure it doesn't have Under the Tree on it, though. I enjoyed that.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's doing a music review? Does it matter?
People.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Good. Right, Yasmin Khan is with you next on Talk Radio. Now, our podcast is up, our latest podcast. No, you have
Sorry.
Got the. You have got it, haven't you?
No.
You're right. Podcast is up if you miss us over the Christmas break. It's a special Christmas bonus podcast in which Ask Podcast Through the Glass is far more miserable than I've ever heard her be before. And there's a massive swear in it, in the bonus part, that I'm sure Cornelius has probably bleeped, right?
Oh, crap.
Right, good. Here we go, back to work now then. Next week, we're not here. This is our last show of 2016. We're back on Tuesday, the 3rd of January. Jake Yap and Laura Shaving will be here from Boxing Day with you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?